Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our Talk Radio review, a roundup of the items the Talkers Magazine say are the big stories from this past week, and also the people who are on the list, too. Speaking of people joining our ensemble here today on this overview is Walter Sterling, a Westwood One weekend talk show host. You can hear him at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday night. Great radio stations all around the country. Speaking of great, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show are here as well to comment on these stories, along with Richard F. McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio
really?
In Washington.
What's the F?
That's what I'm wondering.
Frank.
It's Foxy. Foxy.
That's Foxy. It. Foxy. Okay, let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10, gobbledygook about sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I find the number 9 item to be, for me anyway, we all judge these things as to how they affect us or impact us. The passing of Aretha Franklin, for me, is the most significant story of the week. And so with all the attention given to her and her music, we all are radio veterans here. Probably Walter and I have the longest run. You've been a program. Were you ever a jock? I don't know that I ever asked you that. Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was a disc jockey for 6 years. I was bored out of my mind.
Why does that not surprise me? I loved being a jock because I didn't. I wasn't a good jock because I talked too much. Program director would come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?" And so it was then perhaps that my talk career was born. Anybody who cut their teeth, as I did, Limbaugh did, a lot of the good early talk radio personalities, and Walter can talk about this, cut their teeth as disc jockeys. And I remember early on as Aretha came into the scene, she and Brenda Lee and some of the other young girls who were teenagers who made their mark, significant mark, early on. There was something to be said for the way they sung and the words that they were singing. So anyway, she affected us all. She had a career that lasted over 63 years, I think, 62 years, 7 decades. And when I listen to her, I say a little prayer or think and respect and
say a little
some of
prayer
the gospel stuff. Oh, my God. I have tears in my eyes. It's just. So did you ever play, Walt, did you ever play her music as a jock while you were bored?
Everybody played her music. And what was so impressive about her as a talent is she was preemptive. Anytime she wanted to perform, she did get on stage, and no matter who else was up there with her, you did not want to be on that stage with her, and you sure as heck didn't want to come on after her. And that's why for years, she didn't perform, because she didn't have to. And then if she thought we were forgetting she'd get on a stage, a performance, the Kennedy Center Honors. She'd go out there and be like, oh, right, the rest of us are way behind.
Yeah. I think when people, some people got it when they saw her in the Blues Brothers, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's, she was, that apron and the singing.
I showed my kids that clip last night.
Really?
Made them watch the whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah. What, they wanted to know who Aretha was and why all of the excitement about
her. We had an intern
her.
In here at the network yesterday watching all of the news channels on the coverage of it look up at us and go,
who's
so,
Aretha?
Who was Aretha Franklin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And so I said, what are you working on today? And he said, I'm working on my news piece on the economy. And I said, okay, stop. And the rest of the day, you will do nothing but watch Aretha Franklin videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, you have to name three songs for me, Aretha Franklin, and you have to tell me some
and
of the lyrics
them.
From each one of those songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And so 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, Mitchell, what's your three songs? He spouted all three songs, was able to do the lyrics, and I said, great, now go home, call your parents, and tell them they're a failure.
I saw the most bizarre Aretha Franklin clip. She was on the Mike Douglas Show, and she played piano for Frankie Valli.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Elton John
Frankie
said...
Frankie Valli and her did a duet.
If, wow. If Elton John said of her piano playing that she was as good as I am, or something close to that. Victoria, you can maybe give me a better quote.
He
but
said that she was very underrated with her piano playing ability, and he said actually she was his favorite pianist. So
yeah.
That's high praise coming from Elton John.
Yeah.
And I think that she was overlooked for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about her doing that, actually. Her
right.
voice just it overshadowed everything.
Yeah, it really did. And so the news media, the most important part of this is that Aretha Franklin is dead. So what do all the haters, the left-leaning news media, what are they all focused on? Not Aretha passing, but the fact that Fox News put up the wrong photo. It was a picture of Patti LaBelle and not Aretha Franklin.
Well, that's, again, that's Mitchell.
Oh, well.
And we're just going to call him Mitchell because that's every intern
right.
who's,
yeah.
you know, 19.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't know the difference. They don't
yeah.
know
yep.
who she
Fox
is.
Right.
One black lady singer looks the same as the next black lady singer.
They do a Google search,
yep.
and somebody improperly tags the picture. They go, okay, this is Aretha Franklin, and they yeah. post it, and boom.
And look and sound foolish. But it is, you're right. How is it that, maybe that's the subtext of the conversation here. How is it that culturally we get this far away? This is an educational thing. Maybe it's because we don't teach music anymore in schools, thanks to the Bush administration cutting the funding for music and phys ed and stuff in the schools. But isn't this part, shouldn't we know this is part of our cultural history? Kind of like.
She was a civil rights leader as much as she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she sang at Martin Luther King's funeral.
Yeah.
Her father was a very, very powerful and preacher in Detroit yeah. and had a lot to do with the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't think it's educational. I think it's generational. There are a lot of things I could talk to you about which is the second biggest story of the week, which is Cara Delevingne. And Ashley Benson were caught making out at Heathrow Airport, and you'd go, "Who are they?" And
only
then I could
I
talk to you
are.
About, and I could talk to you about the preoccupation of my teenage children, which is the manufacturing and selling of slime. That's all they care about.
Really? Okay.
It's true. Slime is really big.
Coming up next.
Walter's got it right.
Slime on the radio. Yeah. Walter, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich. And, Doug, let me focus now for a moment on the benefits of using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you're in the market to lose weight, and most of us are at one point in time in our lives or another, the healthiest, healthiest, healthiest choice for weight loss is Calitren. Around for more than 30 years, they've been promoting healthy weight loss and the building of lean muscle on your body. Because you got to have one. You can't have one without the other. You lose the weight, you need to have the muscle to hold your body together. And the main ingredient of Calitren is collagen. Collagen is produced by our body naturally, but as we get old like Richie, your body stops producing collagen.
No kidding.
And you need to have Calitrin to supplement so you have the right amount of collagen in your system. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. Protein is what makes the muscle and pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. Absolutely no adverse effects because there's no caffeine. It is completely natural and normal. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body's production, so you're going to get more. As you add this, you get more and more and more, and you can't have too much, just like you can't really have too much muscle to hold your body together. So if you want to take Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off, forget about all the other things that you're, the diet systems and the food and all that stuff, just go online to toploss.com, toploss.com, order Calitrin. If you buy three bottles, you get 10% off. More than three, you get a free bottle. Good deal. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Take my word for it, because I've lost 12 pounds since April using this, the steady end of weight and weight problems. Find it with Calitrin. Do toploss.com, DJV, order it now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
You can follow the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. It's a podcast. Jennifer Horn is here as, I guess I'm coming to you because number six this week is Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great.
And you know this absolutely ticked me off.
Yeah, I figured. I'll just give you the next 2 minutes. Help yourself.
Well, look, I think that it is a problem when someone who represents the great state of New York goes up and says that he thinks America was never really that great. That was his comment. He said off the cuff, and then he sort of backed off of that, saying that it was a gaffe. He didn't really mean to say it. I absolutely think he meant to say it. And actually, because of the conversation we had on the DJV show in the past week, I think I've realized something, that this is not necessarily a political statement. In the way that I think he thinks he'd fire up Republicans and maybe Democrats would agree with him, I actually think half, at least, of Democrats would not agree that America was never great. What I think he was trying to do is reach young people, because I think people in their 20s and maybe 30s and earlier than that were kind of raised with more of a globalist outlook. And I don't necessarily think that that's their fault or an unpatriotic thing, but I think that's how they were raised. And I think that they felt like they needed to apologize maybe more than people who are a little bit older and who realize that America has done a lot of great things, not only for people that live here, but for everyone else around the world. world in terms of all the wars we fought, all the blood that was spilled, because that we want to protect the freedoms of this country and spread the views of democracy around the world. So I think he was actually trying to reach out to young people who might be more apt to vote for Cynthia Nixon, who's running against him from Sex and the City, who might reach those younger, more maybe socialist-minded Democrats out there. Just my two cents on why he might have made that comment.
Only a communist would make a statement like that.
No, that's not necessarily it. I just think he's reaching a certain demographic, and he did.
Right, yeah.
Oops, well, I didn't really mean that.
Right.
Yeah,
sorry.
To anyone over 35, I didn't mean it.
Right.
If he really believes that, it also means his father failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad would never have said that.
Never. 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The word rebuild. Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something. We're jumping around because some of these things, I mean, I probably should just go through the list. But there are things that affect, especially when Walter's here with his influence of what's real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. I'm sort of persuaded to pay some attention to some of the stuff and not much to other things that are on the list. So officially at number 10, sports talk radio, the usual glunk on NFL and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. Aretha passing is number 9. The problem with the Turkish lira. Who gives a rat's behind? Number 8.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That number 7, the bridge collapse in Italy. I think the more important story is the story of the teenager who pushed her friend off the bridge. If you're going to do a story on bridges, that one has more, I think, I don't want to say sex appeal.
I love that we're still calling her the friend who pushed her off the bridge.
That person.
Why are we still saying this girl is her friend?
That's a good
point.
She
fell 60 feet.
And lived.
She's lucky she lived, yeah.
She lived.
I don't think she's still calling her her friend.
Probably not. Governor Cuomo.
Story.
What's that, Walter?
There are two huge stories. that are not on that list. Would you like me to say them?
Of course. I knew you would come to our rescue when it was in, when things aren't included in the list. You've always got.
How do you know the list isn't over yet?
Up your sleeve. But yeah, let me finish the list, then you can add your two. You can.
All right, you finish the list.
Say, Mike's still be on there.
And 10B. All right, number six is Cuomo, Manafort in that trial. Who cares about that? Number five, the Pennsylvania priest. That's something that I find to be extraordinarily important. The sexual abuse scandal, how many of them are involved still after all these years? Good God. Primaries, number three, the investigation, the Russia investigation. Does this ever stop? No. Number one is Amorosa or Omarosa. I always say Amorosa, it's Omarosa. So, all right, that's the list of the top 10. Walter, you have 10A and 10B?
10A and 10B.
Help yourself.
Angelina Jolie received $9 million from Brad Pitt to buy a house, and now she's saying she isn't getting meaningful child support. Number one, they're not divorced yet. They have not come to a financial settlement yet. He has not wavered on paying her. But he gave her $9 million to buy a house. Now, it seems to me that if Angelina felt she needed more child support, all she needed to do was, like, buy a $5 million house, and then she'd have $4 million left over for
Kroger.
Well,
wait a minute. Why does she need a loan? Why is Angelina Jolie, who was once the highest-paid actress in the planet, why is she needing a loan for
wasn't she
husband?
On the list of the highest-paid this past
year? I think she makes more than he does.
Yeah,
well,
I saw
got
that.
She got $9 million. $8 million of it went to the house, and $1.3 went to child care and child support. So, but why does she need an $8 million house loan? Can't she get a mortgage? Like, I don't get that.
That's the disgusting part, and Rich is absolutely right, which is that she probably has more money than he does because she's been supported by men for a long time. She gets $100,000 a speech. She probably gets as much or more per movie, and she's made far more movies than Brad.
She's married a bunch of deadbeat. She hasn't been supported by men. She's earned a lot more. She has earned, she's had two or three
more than any man she's
got,
ever been with.
Yes, absolutely, hands down.
Plus,
she's had two or three movies that hit the $1 billion mark.
Right, he should be looking for spousal support.
Plus the hypocrisy of her going around the world saying women empowerment, women autonomy, women should be in charge. The minute she hits divorce court, oh, where's my man?
Well, but she's entitled to. They have six children together. She's entitled to have child support.
All right, what's
10B? To pay that.
You got 30 seconds for 10B.
Ashley Benson and
God.
Cara Delevingne.
No one even knows who they are, Walter.
Making out in public in multiple airports.
But why does lesbianism, like, why is that news?
It's not news, it's ratings.
All right.
Okay.
All right, where are we? It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows. Two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack.
Jen here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something. Walter is quoted this week in one of the trades as an expert in radio, talk radio especially. That's why he's here to help us with all of that. He focuses on podcasting. And I think that it's time that we spend a little bit of we have cachet here. And so we talk about the issues. We also talk about the business of talk radio, and what is this thing we call podcasting. You heard me say a few minutes ago, you can get the essence of what's going on in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You go to that website, Talk Radio Countdown Show, you get the podcast, which is archived every week. There are 500,000 people doing podcasts. My God. Richie, how many podcasts? Rich is in charge of operations at our originating network, Radio America. How many podcasts do you do just with the people that work there? And how many people are you podcasting that have nothing to do with anything you actually put on the air?
We have a couple of dozen podcasts here, and we probably have half a dozen podcasts that don't actually air on terrestrial radio stations.
Uh-huh. All right, so Walter, a year or so ago, you were heard to have said that podcasting was a waste of time and nobody will ever make any money at podcasting. So how has that
changed? A year ago, he was right.
A year ago, he was right. Okay. So now, what's changed and why do people pay attention, considering that more people than ever are listening to the radio? I guess, is it this people have more time on their hands and they listen to all forms, the radio, there's the podcast? What? Well, how do we shake this out?
I believe that overall, to produce a podcast on a regular basis is a waste of time. And if it's original content, if it's just a podcast, it's a waste of time. There are the other type of podcast is where you take your show and edit it and turn it into a on-demand form in a podcast. Okay, that's very nice. But as a business, it's not there yet, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time. The other part of it is there was just a convention about podcasting, and everybody in radio got into a big frenzy about podcasting, and, oh, my gosh, we have to invest in podcasting. I'm like, well, you have these federally regulated signals that, and over half the radio stations in America lose money. I know. Let's put out more content and make it even harder to buy. I don't think it's there yet. I think it's cute. And for the 500,000 podcasts that are up on iTunes, about 499,000 of them are one or two episodes, and then somebody gives up. It's not there yet. And the other thing to remember about podcasting and any new media is that it took until 1970 for all three television networks, original television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, to turn a profit, till 1970.
And they originated, they were sort of originated in the 30s. They didn't really get started until after World War II. But that's still 30 years.
He's right. He's right in that it's taken a long time. Podcasting and radio has struggled to be able to monetize podcasting. And only in the past couple of years has it gotten to the point where you can start making money with podcasting. And one of the challenges is the measurement of who's actually listening.
Yep.
And in fact, just this year, the IAB, the International Advertising Bureau, is changing their method of how they count when you listen. So previous to this, if you were to listen to the DJV podcast for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go cook dinner and then come back and start listening again, that would count as two listens. And then finally they said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really work. So now we have to say, okay, if you listen two times within a 24-hour period, that's still only one listen. So now everybody's numbers are just taking a hit right now. So before you were getting 10,000 listens per episode, now you're getting 5,000 listens per episode. So it's kind of a moving target as to how to measure your audience and then what that measurement is worth to the advertisers, and that's the challenge.
Right. So there's a focus on that, but that was also true of online video. Do we count if you watch 1 second, 10 seconds, all the way through, if you start, stop? Okay, but guess what? It's still true of radio and TV. Do we sell total audience, average quarter hour audience, time spent listening, tallow count? What do we sell? And, and it's an endless discussion.
With digital, you can actually measure that. And in TV, it was so hard that you can't measure how long they listen.
It's nonsense. The measuring is nonsense. It has never been right.
That's the attraction to digital. The digital, they can tell whether you listen to 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Well, they can't.
They can count the impressions. And now we're getting into the weeds.
Let me get out of the weeds.
The difference between the difference between digital measurement and radio measurement is that it's easy to commit fraud in digital measurement. Now I have to bring up one other thing that's more important. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. You might as well help yourself.
All right.
Well.
By far the most important thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks is I get a note from Victoria. And I said, well, how do you think it's doing? How do you think my participation on the show is? I'm looking for a cheap compliment. And she writes back, oh, I think it's great. When you're on, I have to talk less.
It's true.
She's got a point.
That's because nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Right.
And that's been a fault of mine, apparently, over the years, that people said to me, well, why do you have all these people on the air with you?
You're like, I need a break. It's been 7 hours of radio already.
Michael Harrison, the editor-in-chief at Talkers Magazine, who kind of came up with the concept for the show, always tells Doug, I love being on with you. You answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is sit here.
Perfection personified. Yeah. Although we have the last laugh. I've been on the air for successfully and continually. I guess I don't know how you measure success, but I've been on the air continually for 53 years. Walter, you have not quite that much under your belt, but you're getting there. And so when you get to that point, Richie and Victoria, you get to that point, come back and report to me, would you please? Or we'll probably all still be doing this.
You'll still be doing this.
Anyway, one way or the other.
Cryogenics will kick in and you'll be frozen and then you'll still be doing it.
I think what get frozen is my brain and my mouth. All right, so let's keep it. Now, as Casey Kasem said, on with the countdown. So number four is this reality check in Pennsylvania. 300 priests have been accused of sexual abuse. This is how many years after the first revelation of this thing happening? This has been going on for decades, apparently centuries, or as long as the Catholic Church has been around. But the perversion of the news media and the... You remember that movie Spotlight that was out, I think, 3 years ago? Didn't it win a... Yeah, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year, which was all about the scandal in Boston. What the hell's going on? Why is this still a problem? I have great regard for the Pope as a leader, but is he falling into the same pea soup that everybody else has with regard to this? I thought he was going to clean it up. He's been there 3 years. Why isn't it cleaned up?
That's a good question.
I think this is these events and cases are stuff from back in the... In the 50s and 60s, and they're just now coming to light. I don't think it's recent abuse.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what all that means.
Well, it was interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on the Pope to what's he going to say about this whole scandal in Pennsylvania. So the Vatican actually on Thursday, they did issue a statement. It doesn't say a lot, but the spokesperson for the director of the Vatican's press office said regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes, shame and sorrow. And that's pretty much all he said.
Yeah, does that statement means
and
nothing
then
and does nothing.
Added obviously the Holy See, which I've never heard that term before. I guess
that's what
the
they
Pope.
Refer to the Vatican and the Pope. Yep.
Treats with great seriousness the work of the investigating grand jury of Pennsylvania. The Holy See condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors. Okay,
all right, I know
so
the religious
thanks again
background
for saying nothing.
of everybody here except you, Walter. I don't know anything about your religious background, even though I know you well. I don't know anything. Have you been a
I suffered through 8 years of catechism. My father went through Catholic schools and Seton Hall, and from that he concluded that his children would never go to Catholic school, and I have thanked him on a regular basis for this.
So did you go to the Catholic Church? You didn't go to Catholic school. Did you go to Catholic Church?
Yeah, I went to Catholic Church, but
you're an altar boy?
The volume of complaints about this has led me to wonder if one of the primary reasons, based on the volume of priests involved, that one of the primary reasons that people are attracted to the priesthood is pedophilia.
Right.
Great.
That's what I think. All right. So too. Yeah.
Who needs? Yeah. 44 past the hour. We'll deal with Omarosa in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, let's deal with what's inside of you that ought not to be there and how you clean it out. Yes, there are lots of things. What do we have this week? The story of the cereals, Victoria, that are loaded with all
even
of
the quote-unquote organic labeled cereals still having Roundup and glyphosate and all the stuff from Monsanto.
The toxins that you don't even know are in your body from food you don't even know has toxins is something that you got to deal with. And the best way to deal with it is by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. That's what it does. It'll change your life forever. Game changer. I've started drinking it. Victoria started drinking it. Every day we have a cup while we're on the air. It cleans you out. It's like the plumbing getting clean. Roto-Rooter visits your system gently, though. It makes you go, literally. Cleans all the gas, the bacteria, the barium, the aluminum, whatever you've got in your body you don't know you have there. Get it out now with Life Change Tea, which you can get, by the way, going to getthetea.com is the way to order it because you can't get it in the grocery store or the food store. Getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea and change the chi of your body. That was a Freudian slip, but actually it is a way to change your chi, your energy. Life Change Tea. Get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get it shipped to you free. GetTheTea.com. Stories now in order and in detail from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Getting this down from number 10 to number 1 is sometimes the only time it gets done. So let's get to it. Number 10, sports talk radio, talk about the preseason for the NFL, the Major League Baseball world, blah, blah. Number 9, Aretha Franklin passing. Number 8, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Number 7, the collapse of that bridge in Italy. Number 6, Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great. Number 5, the Paul Manafort trial, what's going on there. Number 4, the priest sexual abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Number 3, the primaries, Tuesday primaries. Number 2 is the investigation continuing in that vein. And number 1 is Omarosa and her book tour. So that's it, the stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
On the people list of Talkers Magazine, some names that you may or may not know. Number 10, Aretha Franklin. That might be closer to number 1 had she passed earlier in the week, but she didn't pass till the end of the week. But still a very important focus. A lot of people were talking about her through the week as she neared her death. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, number 9 on the list. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Number 7 belongs to John Brennan in the countdown list of the most important people and the discussion focus. Andrew Cuomo is 6. Paul Manafort is 5. Peter Strzok is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Omarosa is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So who can even pronounce Omarosa's last name? Her name is Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm guessing Manigault is her maiden name. You think that's true, Doug? Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there they are, the people on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So here we are with the final moments with Walter Sterling and Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on our Talk Radio review. Omarosa and her book and all the notoriety. What do we get out of all of this? Nothing, apparently.
And I think that's true. Your answer.
I think number one this week is the focus on her and her ability to get the attention focused on her when she has absolutely nothing to say. She's a waste. She's been a waste ever since she first showed up in prominence. She's one of these people like the Kardashians that have nothing, and yet they make something out of nothing. I got to guess, respect it. She's going to make a lot of money selling this book, and you know, who knows what
the
else.
The only thing that I found interesting at all about any of this was that Trump genuinely didn't know she had been fired. And I thought that was really weird. And he didn't, you know, and that was odd. He didn't know that Kelly had fired her. Even she said to Kelly in the tape, you know, is President Trump aware of this? And Kelly wouldn't even answer her because he knew. I don't know. Like, it makes you think like, who's really running
Kelly
this
Kelly was brought
there?
In to fix the leak. And I think he thought she was one of the leaks.
Probably
but
was.
Why wouldn't Trump know that
I think
she was
Bannon
fired?
Was actually the leak.
Yeah. I think Bannon was. But why wouldn't Trump know that she was getting fired?
Because he probably just told Kelly, take care of it. And Kelly took care of it and then was going to report back to him.
Hi, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria, Richie, Walter, Doug on the Talk Radio Review for the week of August 13th to 17th.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualified model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This is Carl and DeBott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. On Monday, we have William Lindsay from FEMA. He's going to tell us how you can take advantage of FEMA and the programs they offer to help you recover. Also, Sandra Younger, author of The Fire Outside My Window about the San Diego Fire, and her latest book, The Comeback Formula, How to Transform Disaster into Opportunity. How do you overcome a disaster? All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. World becomes better when you know what's going on. And I will tell you, Victoria Keelan is a great help when it comes to knowing what's going on in the world of technology. We're here, as we do at the end of the week, every week, to count down from number 5 to number 1, top technology stories of the week. So we start with number 5 and a focus on Sprint with some news.
Yes, well, you're going to be hearing a lot about the 5G network. That's going to be the big buzz that's going to be coming up by the end of this year and certainly into 2019. Sprint is already getting ready for the 5G future. They've partnered with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S. capable of tapping into the faster next-gen cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet or a price or even a firm release date, but they are very excited about it and they're already talking. They say it will be released in the first half of 2019, and Verizon's also working on a rival cell phone to the Sprint thing, but I think Sprint actually is going to get it out to the market first. And so Sprint has also promised that its new 5G network will be capable of full-length HD movie downloads in seconds instead of minutes, and the ability to play video games without any delays, hiccups, or lag time. And so Sprint's going to launch the 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, L.A., New York City, Phoenix, and Washington next year before it expands to other parts of the country. But, again, 5G is going to be the big buzz of 2019.
The big buzz. All right, number four is a focus on Microsoft and Amazon as they come together.
Mm-hmm. A year after... Yes, a year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that they were going to work on their personal digital assistants actually being able to commingle, they now have done it. And so if you have Microsoft's assistant is called Cortana and Amazon's assistant is Alexa. Alexa is obviously a lot more popular than Cortana, but now the two of them are interchangeable. So if you have an Amazon device, you can use Cortana. And if you have a Microsoft device and you want to use Alexa for stuff, you can actually use them both interchangeably. Apple Siri is still the most widely used personal assistant because they have 1.3 billion iPhone customers in the universe. However, that actually is really still fewer than the number of Android users around the world. So by having Cortana and Alexa team up, they might actually be able to topple Siri. So we'll see how that goes.
Waha! All right, number three... Google.
Yeah, turning off location settings are actually not stopping all of your Google apps from tracking you where you go and your location. According to a new expose, a lot of Google services still log a user's location even when they have certain privacy settings turned on. Now, Google says users can control what information they track by turning the location history off. Okay, so we all know that part. However, this new expose says that Google apps are still tracking where you are even after you turn off the location history. So you have to do a second thing. It's a second setting called web and app activity. Nobody knows about this, so you're going to have to dig a little deep on your Android phone. Now, if you're using Google apps like Google Maps or Google Gmail, on your iPhone, same thing has to happen. They're still tracking you even if you have location services off. So you're going to have to do an extra layer and to really ensure your privacy.
All right. Number two.
So this is one of those stories this week that is just is a head-scratcher. The safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence earlier, or this is actually from last weekend's DEF CON, which is a hacking conference in Las Vegas. One of the sessions, they have lots of challenges for the hackers to do. One of the sessions featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Security Secretary of State and changed the election results. An 11-year-old did this.
Okay.
And it only took this hacker 10 minutes to do it. So the trial took place in the DEF CON voting machine hacking village, according to PBS reports. Kids as young as 8 years old are attempting to hack into these the voting machines and change the election results. And so that's, you know, maybe another reason why we need to go back to paper.
Yep, there you go. Okay, certainly not to do voting on the Internet. Oy. All right, number one this week is the info on that blue light from your phone. Listen carefully to this.
This was not the biggest story in terms of how many headlines it got, but this, to me, is the most important story of the week. The blue light that comes out of your smartphone and your tablet is actually changing the cells in our eyes that can accelerate blindness, according to a new study. Researchers from the University of Toledo studied the impact of blue light and found that the blue light triggers toxic reactions in the retinal molecules that sense light and signal the brain. When you reach your 50s or 60s, you can actually have macular degeneration. You can start to go blind, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Right. So get your safety goggles on every time you're looking at a screen with blue light.
Information is king. You're in charge. We're hoping to improve your life with our info here. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump?
Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump and his personal attorney are pushing back against the story the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel.
The New York Times reports that White House counsel Don McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian election meddling and potential collusion with the Trump presidential campaign. The Times says McGahn has provided 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. But Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"The president encouraged him to testify, is happy that he did, is quite secure that there is nothing in the testimony that will hurt the president."
Trump himself tweets, "McGahn isn't a John Dean-type rat." Dean was the White House counsel for Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. He ultimately cooperated with prosecutors, helping to bring down the Nixon presidency. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Another earthquake rocks the popular Indonesian tourist resort island of Lombok.
The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake, which was centered in the northeast of the tourist island, at magnitude 6.3 with a depth of 4 miles. It was felt on the neighboring island of Bali and was preceded a few minutes earlier by a magnitude 5.4 quake, also in Lombok's northeast. An Associated Press reporter on Lombok said the tremor caused landslides on the slopes of Rinjani and panic in villages. The shaking toppled motorcycles, and there was damage to buildings in Sembalun sub-district, including a community hall that collapsed. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Republicans are defending President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Senator Ron Johnson says Brennan has, quote, abused his privilege with this harsh criticism of President Trump. Johnson appeared earlier this morning on Fox News Sunday. More details at srnnews.com.
You're here for Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations, like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUGH to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUGH. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUGH or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Iran's leadership is feeling the heat over its failed nuclear deal with the U.S.
The supreme leader of the Islamic Republic is not too big to admit a mistake. A newspaper loyal to Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is reporting that his source of remorse is Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, the man tasked with negotiating the 2015 nuclear development agreement with the United States and Western powers, opposite former Secretary of State John Kerry. Zarif was prominent among those who apparently received the green light from Khamenei to negotiate the deal, based on the promise that sanctions would end and the economy would be boosted. But any chance of that happening evaporated with the election of President Trump and the imposition of new sanctions. Sources in Iran tell the media line, hope on the street is rebounding and talk of regime change growing. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org. Kurt Busch outdoes his brother at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Kurt Busch survived a 15-car wreck on the third lap and a wild restart with 13 laps to go to pick up his sixth career win at Bristol Motor Speedway. The win ended a 58-race winless streak for Busch and was his first at Bristol since 2006. Busch tapped into his experience to win the final restart.
You go back to memories on what it takes with tires, which lane, the way the inside had been wearing out, but yet the high groove was there, and plus we were on older tires. We didn't have the new tires to stick it good on the bottom. So this went to the old toolbox, the old crafty veteran, had a few left.
The win locks Busch into NASCAR's playoffs. He's just the ninth different winner in 24 races this year. Brett McMillan, Bristol, Tennessee.
IndyCar Alexander Rossi dominates at Pocono this weekend. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow. Did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to get into the nitty-gritty, the real stories behind the stories, the charts for the week of August 13th, 17th, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by one Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers. You can go to talkers.com. Get the list there yourself. Michael, though, does the honors, working his way from number 10 to number 1 in both categories, Michael.
Yes, we have two very steamy, hot, juicy lists for your consumption. And the stories chart, at number 10, we have NFL preseason activity and Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Aretha Franklin dies, and the world stopped everything and has been paying tribute to the Queen of Soul. That's tied with a film called Crazy Rich Asians that has gotten a lot of chatter. At number 8, we have the Turkish lira troubles. At number 7, the Italian bridge collapse and Western U.S. wildfires tied at number 7. At number 6, we have the Cuomo America never great comment, and that's tied with the kind of fizzled D.C. white nationalist rally. Number 5, the Manafort trial, tied with the Brennan security clearance being revoked. I mentioned before the white nationalist rally that I was referring to as fizzling was the one in Charlottesville. At number 4, the Pennsylvania priest sexual abuse scandal. At number 3, Tuesday primaries. At number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. And Strzok was fired. Strzok was struck down. And at number 1, the Omarosa recording and the book tour of Omarosa. At the People's Survey, at number 10, we have Aretha. At number 9, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Nancy Pelosi's at 8. Number 7, John Brennan. Number 6, Andrew Cuomo. Number 5, Paul Manafort. Number 4, Peter Strzok. Number 3, Robert Mueller and Rudy Giuliani. And number 2, Omarosa, Manigault, Newman. And number one, Donald Trump. What a week.
Whew. All right. So I want to spend some time, if you don't mind, the things that you and I both learned as a kid, as disc jockeys, about music and what people turned to and what created passion. And by the way, as an aside, remembering that Elvis Presley, who was the king of rock and roll, and Aretha Franklin, the queen of rock and roll, died on the same day. Elvis died on August the 17th, was it the August 16th, 1977. Aretha dies August 16th, 2018. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. It's one of those. I like the way you say on the same day, as if they actually died on the same day. How hung up we are on symbols,
things like that. Yeah,
because each day is only once, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, what do you remember about first playing Aretha, and what you knew about her as you were playing the platters that mattered?
Well, Aretha Franklin was just one of the great, you know, R&B artists, and who crossed over to pop. And even though, you know, basically in the music business, she was categorized as a soul singer. They called her the Queen of Soul. You called her the Queen of Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
she actually was in many ways the Queen of Rock and Roll, but there is no Queen of Rock and Roll, so she certainly is a candidate for that title. Mm-hmm. But part of what I'm saying here is that even though she was primarily, you know, an R&B or soul artist, she was ranked at the top of the rock and roll singers charts, certainly for women, maybe not necessarily for all artists, but, you know, Rolling Stone ranked her as the greatest voice of all time. I remember when VH1, the MTV channel that was pretty cool for a while there, did their top 100 female artists. They did the big countdown of rock and roll, of rock. She came in number one. I believe others up there were like Joni Mitchell and Tina Turner and people like that. But Aretha was number one on that particular survey. So she was a crossover. We call them a crossover artist. And that's an artist who transcends narrow categorization the way it exists in the music and the radio music business. This categorization, this country music, this hard rock, soft rock, you know, oldies. And as a result, was one of the greats, maybe one of the greatest of all time.
Well, there's not much that distracts us from songs like Respect or Think or Natural Woman or Chain of Fools or Freeway of Love. My God, did I love that. And I Say a Little Prayer. Those were my favorites. I think you have favorites. What are your
favorites? My favorite Aretha song is Think.
Yeah.
You gotta think.
Yeah,
that thing. I like that one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go.
We all marking time here. We keep moving on.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing for a long time, and as we move through each week, it seems like it was only seconds since the last visit that we had, the time we spend together, and we can think about that, and then everybody listening can put it into relative terms. That is the idea that life is not to be wasted. She didn't waste a minute of it, it would not seem. She had pancreatic cancer, which is something that, as a discussion of medical problems in our country, when you get that, it's the end. You're done. 3-4 months. There's no coming back from pancreatic
cancer. Well, some people have survived it, so I hate to say that. But
not long.
Yeah, it's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, it is.
I hesitate to ever proclaim anything, because there are cases and with almost every disease where people have suddenly miraculously,
maybe, or I'm just sharing my own experience, people that I have known, Michael, have
I
contracted
just,
it and they're done.
Yeah.
So maybe I hope that would be nice if they could figure out a way to slow it down or
the numbers,
change the impact that it has.
The numbers indicate that the odds are against one who has that diagnosis,
whereas with many other cancers there are improvements that are being made, and there are changes that are around. All right. One of the things, I'm going to work my way into a different discussion, and it has to do with why people get pancreatic cancer or any cancers. It's mostly because their diet is bad and they're overweight, too much fat in their system, And so people like you and me who want to be conscious of how we look, what we eat, and how we deal with our changing bodies. Part of the aging process or maturation process is that things change starting in your 30s when natural collagen is not produced as much as it was when you were a teenager or in your 20s. That's why you can have more muscle when you're younger, not so much when you get older.
I feel a commercial coming on.
Yes, the way to change all of that.
I'm getting sucked into this.
Clever boy that he is. Well, you were talking off the air about losing weight, and I've talked a lot about it.
I've lost 20 really pounds in the last 4 months.
Yeah. And the way to do it safely and intelligently is to, your diet is certainly a factor, exercising. Calitrin is a very natural and active way to lose the weight. Been around for 30 years. It promotes lean muscle mass and gets rid of the fat. That's what it does, because collagen's main ingredient is collagen. And collagen is the protein in your body that allows you to build lean muscle mass, to get more muscular. Bodybuilders use excessive amounts of protein in the form of collagen. You see that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, if you want to be natural, normal, and healthy as you get older, then Calitrin is the way to lose the weight and keep it off. That's what I'm doing. Perhaps that's what you should consider. Go to toploss.com. You'll get a discount if you use the term DJV in the checkoff box there. The good folks at Calitrin want to know that you are a friend of mine, so either use Doug Stefan or DJV, something like that, and you get 10% off, plus a free bottle when you buy three or more. Calitrin, supplement that assists your body in burning off fats and sugars more efficiently, therefore losing the weight, keeping it off. That's the benefit of Calitrin. You get it only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the 10% off. Can't get it anywhere else. Buy it now and lose the weight. Toploss.com. The code is DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Doug Stefan here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Stefan here with a focus on the stories, not necessarily in order. I thought it was very interesting, the attention that was paid this week. People trying to figure out what this military parade is all about. The president has suggested that we have a military parade like they do at Bastille Day. It could cost around $12 million. Some people say $80 million. Now $92 million, $50 million from the Pentagon, $42 million from the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what is this aimed at doing? Are we supposed to be like the Russians who have and the North Koreans have displays of their armaments on various holidays. What's the point here?
Are you asking me, or are
yeah,
you, is
I
that
am,
a rhetorical? Because that's a rhetorical question.
Either or.
Well, it's kind of like, what the hell are we thinking?
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah.
A lot of people believe that it's really Trump's ego. That Trump
is that a bad attitude for me? Am I being attitudinal? By
bad
I just
attitude.
Don't think we should be like everybody else when it comes to stuff like this.
Bad attitude. I think that it's absolutely perfect. I think that, you know, the whole key to being a great country, the whole key to being on the high ground is not to succumb to the tactics of your enemies, or you they win. You become that.
Mm.
The key is to resist your enemies who theoretically have different values than you do. Otherwise, why are we enemies?
Uh-huh.
And if you become that, to resist it, then you haven't won anything.
That is the question, though, isn't it, really? Why do we have enemies? Why are there countries? Why are there borders? Why are there boundaries? Why are we trying to keep...
That is the age-old philosophical question about the human condition. And on the other side of the break, we can get into that if you want
imagine,
to.
Imagine. It's John Lennon's song.
Yeah, of course.
On steroids. It really is. You know, imagine what the world would be like if we didn't have all of this stuff. And even that boils down to... property lines, and now I'm really sounding like a socialist.
Well, don't sound silly.
Okay, I won't sound silly.
But you're on the right track.
I promise. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the right track on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for us to continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The stories Michael has gone through, the people. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We were off on to, we were thinking about Omarosa. We wanted also to talk about what the world is like. Before we get to Omarosa, the number one item this week, let's talk about where we go with this concept of no borders, no boundaries. Great talk radio conversation, actually. Imagine life being like the record Imagine from John Lennon sets up, it purports to get rid of religion and nationality and things that serve to divide us. I mean, think about it.
Here's the problem. The things that serve to divide us also serve to give us independence and individuality from each other. This is why...
Want to go another step with that? How so?
Well, if we all were the same, that would be a form of totalitarianism. If we all had the same religion, if we had no property, if we had nothing of our own, if everything were free and we were all getting along, it would mean that somehow, based on our wiring, on our nature, we've all been brainwashed into one way of thinking. And then within the hierarchy of the structure of our governance, if in fact there had to be any, it would have to be authoritarian and totalitarian. So the very nature of this, it's a paradox. Whereas it sounds wonderful, and that's why there has been movements such as communism and socialism and utopianism. But as you get closer to that, you realize, wait a second, we're doing this at the expense of individual liberty, freedom, free thinking. We don't have all the answers. We have different theories about it. We can't exist without boundaries and without differences and without struggles. We're stuck in this game that, you know, the creator, if there is such a thing, whatever the force of nature is that we find ourselves on this plane of reality, in this perplexing problem. And that's why it can't be solved by simple reason, common sense, or lofty philosophies.
I am just clicked on, there's an ad that runs, if you go to talkers.com, you see lots of information, articles about the stars of talk radio, what's going on in their lives, what's going on at the stations. I just came across a promotion for a radio program called No Borders Radio. Which at first blush, when you look at that, you think, okay, this is a discussion of the wall and Trump and all of that. But it really isn't. It's a blending of English and Spanish music. And the people that host the program are bilingual. I think that's kind of an interesting concept.
Well, that goes back to what we were saying before about Aretha being crossover.
Yeah.
And crossover is a great way to keep boundaries from becoming stifling and
from getting in the way
of progress. So
artificially getting in the way, that's sort of my take on it. Anyway,
yeah, great. You know, I remember back in my days as a music programmer, music radio programmer, some of my I was kind of accomplished in that field. And my accomplishments came when I took the risk of playing songs on formats that conventional wisdom said, you're not supposed to play that.
Right, don't do that.
Don't do that. Your audience is going to get angry. And I'd say, you have to anger a few of the people out there if you want to grow and if you want to progress.
Well, and one of the things that radio is known for, especially today, is nobody makes an independent decision. They all follow, well, where
too
else
much.
Are you playing? Oh, my God.
Way and too much at this particular time.
Yep, it's not healthy for all of us. We all need to be thinking for ourselves and on our own. 28 after the hour, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking. And he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Conversation about conversation, actually, yeah. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've covered Aretha Franklin and her music, certainly some of the political stuff. The number one item this week is the recording or recordings and the book produced by Omarosa. We don't have to use her name. She's become one of the figures like those who need no second name. Ellen, Oprah, you know, that group.
Cher. Madonna.
Right. Yeah, right. Mostly women, too. Interesting.
Eve.
So, Eve, yeah. What was Eve's last name?
Schwartz.
Oh, that's a great. Eve Schwartz. Schwartz. Okay. Eve Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eve Schwartz.
Eve McGillicuddy.
There we go. That's it. So, Omarosa has come on the scene. She was back and forth. She was a creation of Trump in a reality way, a reality show.
Sort of.
Yeah. But she created herself, but she's
she was
used
before
the vehicle.
Trump. Yeah, she was all. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She was. She's an amazing self promoter.
Yeah, she's Kardashian without that. They need their last name, but
she's a genius.
Her last name.
I think she should run for president.
You think she'll run for president? Really?
No, seriously. Where does it go?
Yeah,
she'll remain on the tongues and the minds of Americans for years to come.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, she's the queen of self promotion. She's ruthless.
Yeah, that she is.
She's and she's interesting. So
your wife Bernadette,
yes,
is a radio person of note, and she's worked with her. What sort of things does she write about her?
Well,
we actually
in Talkers this morning have an excerpt. First time we've ever published an excerpt from Bernadette's book. Bernadette's been on hundreds of radio interviews about Yappy Days, behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers.
Yappy Days.
Yappy Days. And there's a segment in a chapter titled Talk Show Freak Show about Omarosa. And basically, Omarosa's bitchiness, if you'll pardon the expression, I put that in quotes because she was promoting a book at that time that it was called The Bitch Switch, Knowing How to Turn It On and Off. It was published in 2008. In 2009, Bernadette was coordinating what's called a satellite tour with Omarosa, where she goes on one show after another, after another, after another. And Bernadette was sort of like this national producer of this particular tour. And Omarosa was extremely nasty and difficult to work with, and she was bitching and moaning about how stupid.
Oh, my God.
So she called Bernadette, who is like a Girl Scout. Bernadette is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Yeah. She called her an effing moron. And in retaliation, Bernadette writes, I flung an F-bomb back at her the first and only time I ever did so with any guest. Then she hung up on Omarosa and fulfilled the remaining scheduled interviews herself, telling the story about what had just happened on the air. And,
wow.
So the whole thing is that the excerpt is at talkers.com if people want to read it. It's kind of fun. It's not a long piece, but it's a little insight into radio. But the fact of the matter is, Omarosa was on the staff of Al Gore during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, she's a Democrat working in the White House with Al Gore. Amazing.
Right. Yeah. People don't know that. And then she was on a ton of reality shows, not just The Apprentice.
How do you get on those shows, by the way?
I have no idea. That whole reality show phenomenon snuck up, you know, on my blind side. I have no idea. You know, reality shows as a genre, what it started with Survivor Island or whatever the heck that was. And,
maybe.
And then all of a sudden now, you know, they have shows about pawn shops, about storage lockers.
I know. Who watches that crap? Really?
I have gone through my period of watching them. I don't watch them anymore. You know why? Because they're fake.
Yeah.
They're not reality.
It's all scripted.
There's no more reality to them than watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's juxtapose Omarosa to another New Yorker this week who got a lot of attention, media attention. The governor of the state said America never really was great. That certainly gave, you talk about fodder, mm-hmm. for right-wing radio. That certainly is it. Thank you, Governor Cuomo, for handing us a piece, a magnificent piece, a three-word comment that was good for the rest of the week, in essence. They said, well, I didn't really mean that. Well, you know, does it speak for itself? Is that one of those things that's taken out of context, or does it speak
so.
For itself?
I believe yeah. so. I believe okay. it's out of context. Uh-huh. I believe what it's basically saying is that America is just as great today as it's ever been, and that he's trying to attack Trump for giving the impression that somehow going backwards we go to greatness. Mm-hmm. There was a lot about this country that
make
was
America
not great.
Great again. You mean that's the
yeah, 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 yeah. And it's you know some of these concepts are just too complicated to stay in a bumper sticker, so people are taken out of context.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, if you really put your head to it, women didn't get the right to vote till 1929.
Yeah.
Black people couldn't use the same toilets as white people until
yeah.
the 60s. Yeah. You can go back to the Civil War and the whole black experience, that sort of thing. You can go back
how about
to...
The, how about the Native Americans and the Europeans
yeah.
that came?
And the way the Irish were treated here, and it just goes on and on.
The point of the matter is that we tend to color things the way we want to see them and
well,
don't look at things
objectively.
Objectively.
But the other side of it is that there are great opportunities here, Michael, still. This
mm-hmm.
is. I'd rather live here, even though I don't like a lot of stuff.
Cuomo wasn't indicating that we're a bad country. That's the point. He was indicating that we should concentrate on fixing the things that are wrong and not mm-hmm. walk around beating our chests when, in fact, there's a lot of work to be done, which is what Trump is saying. But they have different
right.
points of view as to what makes it great. It goes
yeah,
back
how
to the
well
Congress.
That, both New Yorkers, how well do they know each other? They must know each other pretty well. Anybody in power knows
Well, New Yorkers are like dogs that meet for the first time. You know, they sniff each other out and figure it out very quickly.
Can I quote you on that?
Isn't that nice?
All right, 40. On that note, we'll pause for a moment for a word from our sponsor. And as it turns out, speaking
food.
Of sniffing, my pillow
oh,
has
no.
a great dog bed. Your very own my pillow pet bed can be yours. Along with a lot of other great things that come from MyPillow, the regular pillows, the traveling pillows, the mattresses, the sheets, everything that has anything to do with you getting a good night's sleep. The specifics of what you can find, what you can buy, come by going to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV, get 50% off on all of the stuff there. The two pillows, the two regular pillows, and the And those travel pillows, you get them at half price. There, look at the mattresses, what you save. And the sheets, best price ever right now on sheets at MyPillow.com. This is the most comfortable way for you to sort of put things together. Very cozy, kind of, when you think about this stuff. Isn't thinking about going to bed in new sheets on new mattresses with new pillows? That's kind of a cozy concept. And you keep the pillows fresh and like new by washing them and drying them all the time. Only pillows you can do that with. Find them all. Click on DJV, the promo code DJV, when you want to buy sheets, pillows, mattresses, pillows and beds for your dogs and your cats. All that is there. Not a gross generalization. There are huge things to sample at MyPillow.com. Look at the catalog. MyPillow.com, everything you buy, use the discount code DJV. On the people list of Talkers Magazine, some names that you may or may not know, a number 10... Aretha Franklin, that might be closer to number one had she passed earlier in the week, but she didn't pass till the end of the week. But still a very important focus. A lot of people were talking about her through the week as she neared her death. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, number 9 on the list. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Number 7 belongs to John Brennan in the countdown list of the most important people and the discussion focus. Andrew Cuomo is 6. Paul Manafort is 5. Peter Strzok is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Omarosa is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So who can even pronounce Omarosa's last name? Her name is Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm guessing Manigault is her maiden name. You think that's true, Doug? Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there they are. The people on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, guys. guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found My Pillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the My Pillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-572-9571. That's 800-572-9571. Again, 800-572-9571.
Stories now in order and in detail from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Getting this down from number 10 to number 1 is sometimes the only time it gets done. So let's get to it. Number 10, sports talk radio, talk about the preseason for the NFL, the Major League Baseball world, blah, blah. Number 9, Aretha Franklin passing. Number 8, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Number 7, the collapse of that bridge in Italy. Number 6, Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great. Number 5, the Paul Manafort trial, what's going on there. Number 4, the priest sexual abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Number 3, the primaries, Tuesday primaries. Number 2 is the investigation continuing in that vein. And number 1 is Omarosa and her book tour. So that's it, the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. All right, I have found something in my file that I wanted to share with you, and has value when we're talking about the stories and things that we wrap ourselves around as talk radio people. I found an old Talkers Magazine article from July 1990.
Ooh-wee.
And it was a time when you were asking hosts their opinions about various things that we were talking about on the air.
Yeah.
The question here is, what is your opinion of bilingualism in America as a topic, and what is your position? And you interviewed 3 hosts. One of them was Carol Hemingway, God love her, who was on in Los Angeles at the time, Mike Siegel, who was on in Seattle at the time, and me, who at the time was
Cincinnati.
On doing afternoons in Cincinnati,
yeah.
And I had started doing the Good Day program in the morning.
At WKRP. So,
yeah, WCKY, KRP, right. I was close. Yeah. So it was interesting the way these people, I guess what brought me back was not so much the conversation, even though bilingualism is still something we talk about today, but remembering these people. I think Mike is still around. I think he's doing a podcast.
A nationally syndicated radio show on the GCN network.
Oh, he's on GCN. That's right,
yeah.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Carol Hemingway, whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her, but she
said
a good host.
We are a nation of immigrants who have had the obligation to absorb and to ease newcomers into our multinational, multicultural society, allowing diverse cultures to flourish and adapt in the new land. Yet the opposition exposes a certain mean-spiritedness and fear by evoking images of foreigners who don't want to learn English, something like the homeless who they say are homeless because they want to be homeless. So This is 1990. Hello. That's 27 years ago.
28 years ago.
28 years ago. And look at the comments are pretty much the same as we're circling with today, are they not?
The major issues of America haven't changed throughout the history of America, let alone 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War, the same issues. If you take a look at the film of the play 1776 and listen to what the founding fathers were arguing about. It's an excellent historical portrayal. Same issues as today.
I answered by saying it isn't an issue really in Cincinnati. Certainly isn't something on the minds of people here. Tax problems, I said, were the biggest problem there. But my position was that we have the country, we have one language, the people that come here ought to enjoy what America is all about, including our language. I thought that was interesting, learning. If we live in Italy, we have to learn how to speak Italian. We go to Russia, we have to learn how to speak Russian. People in Cuba have to learn Spanish. Huh. That's interesting that I said that.
Do you think you were smarter then or now?
No, I wasn't smart then. I was working hard and not paying attention much. That was an era in my life when it was all about promotion. Every day after I got off the radio program, the morning program that I was doing as I got started, it was 2 years old then, and I talked then at lunch. I'd take customers or clients out to lunch on sales meetings. And then I'd do a personal appearance, and then I'd go do the radio program.
Wow.
I wasn't thinking.
So there was no end to the depth of your shallowness.
Yes, no, it was. Write that down somewhere. No end to the depth of my shallowness.
The depth of your shallowness.
Spoken by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And now our focus is on the legal issues as a part of the weekly overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. I invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer, to come on board and talk about some of the things, the impact. For example, number one this week is the stuff that Omarosa recorded and how she's using it. What sort of legal entanglements might there be there? She's a great self-promoter, but could she get herself into trouble by releasing all this information, or does it matter?
You know, she could, but here again, it's one of these things where the kind of trouble she could get herself into could make her more of a celebrity. So, you know, there are issues about, you know, what about the non-disclosure agreement? And the non-disclosure agreement, you can't have those in the federal government. You can have them in the campaign, but they, you know, some of the things she's talking about were done at, when she was in the government. Washington, D.C., interestingly enough, is also one of the jurisdictions where you can legally record someone if they don't, if the other person doesn't know, you know, just having one person agree, which is, to me, a bit odd. You know, they may be able to find some kind of statute that would show her actions to be inappropriate, but it's not a slam dunk, that's for sure. And I think she just benefits from, you know, any kind of publicity. As far as what kind of harm she could do for Trump, or to Trump, I mean, let's face it, on the one hand, her credibility is absolutely nil. She'll be whatever you want her to be, and she's an actress. On the other hand, if she has legitimate undoctored tapes, they can speak for themselves. So, you know, I think Mueller's probably interested in these, and I think the president's probably interested in these.
Let's move on, please. This is just a circus, that's all. It has nothing to do with anybody's lives or well-being. It's just a circus.
Well, you know, I here's where I think the president keeps calling witch hunt and hoax. And the bottom line is the Russia investigation has already borne fruit. And, you know, why is he so against this thing if really, again, he has nothing to hide? It's already shown the interference that he still doesn't really admit to, despite the intelligence community talking about it. And if there is some kind of collusion with his campaign, okay, that can come out. If there isn't, he should be thrilled that a real investigation and not one he's constantly attacking comes to that same conclusion.
All right, speaking of attacks, number four this week, the priest sexual abuse scandal, which goes back decades. This still stuff is being flushed out and back to the Catholic Church. And what happened, we know in the Boston area, in Massachusetts, what happened to the Catholic Church. They sold off a lot of land and buildings where they needed the money. The Vatican, that's sitting on literally billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of treasure, they don't liquidate that to pay off these legal fees. They make the diocese pay. When you look at this thing, is there any end to it and what they can discover?
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very distressing. You know, after the movie Spotlight and the Spotlight team in Boston really brought this to light, things came out in a lot of states. I was actually surprised that the grand jury in Pennsylvania only came up with this now, and it was incredible. I mean, they were talking about 300 predator priests, 1,000 child victims, and here's the thing where, you know, the grand jury is investigating it, but they're saying, by the way, the statute of limitations has run. Now, in Pennsylvania, a child can bring a suit. It's extended for statute of limitation until age 50, and they can file civil lawsuits until 30. Now, the Pennsylvania legislature is now trying to eliminate the statute of limitations, but I don't know what kind of luck they'll have on that. They even want to do it retroactively, and I know they won't be able to do that for criminal cases. It'll be, I think, even difficult to do for civil.
Yep. All right. Give us a quick rundown on the Manafort trial at this point.
The defense has got to really try to have confused the jury. This stuff is really complicated, which is why they did try to simplify this. I do think there is enough evidence that even if they discount Rick Gates' credibility, you're going to look at the paper trail, which is pretty damning for a guy as intelligent as Manafort is. So I think it'll take a while, but I think it'll come up with a guilty verdict.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor. All right, there
and then
it is. Stephen
trial in D.C. in September.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SST Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republicans are coming to the defense of President Trump in his decision this week to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. On Fox News Sunday, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says Brennan abused his privilege with his harsh criticism of the president.
When you're an ex-CIA director and you're going on all the cable news shows and acting as partisan as he is and accusing the president of the United States of treasonous behavior, high crimes and misdemeanors, last time I checked, treason was punishable by death, you've just crossed a line.
Once again, the Indonesian island of Lombok was rocked by an earthquake. This one causing landslides on Mount Rinjani and damaging buildings. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says this quake cannot be considered an aftershock of the August 5th earthquake because, by definition, aftershocks are smaller than the main quake.
So if we have a 6.9, aftershocks would be, 6.3, 6.5, 5.5.
Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in this area of Indonesia.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
The Trump administration says conserving oil is no longer an economic imperative for the U.S. The administration's position outlined in a memo released last month in support of its proposal to relax fuel mileage standards. A wildfire in Montana's Glacier National Park forcing more evacuation and has burned within a half mile of the scenic Going to the Sun Road. Missoulian newspaper reported Sunday that officials are said protecting the highway through the park is their priority, with firefighters installing hoses and sprinklers to prevent it from spreading. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year? Even less with promo code RADIO20, then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Something we haven't seen in a while happened in theaters this weekend, an original rom-com topping the box office.
These people aren't just rich, they're crazy rich.
A frothy fairy tale, riotously bursting free of movie business formula.
Like an Asian bachelor.
That's how the AP's Jake Coyle describes crazy rich Asians.
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
With Hollywood's first film centered on an all-Asian and Asian-American cast in 25 years, Crazy Rich Asians debuted at number
1 this weekend, earning more than $25 million, according to studio estimates Sunday.
You got nastier.
The shark movie The Meg drops to second, while Mark Wahlberg's latest, Mile 22, opens in third. I'm Ben Thomas.
In this date in 1934, a plebiscite in Germany approved the vesting of a sole executive power in Adolf Hitler. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan being remembered a day after his death at age 80.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity. Not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrooke called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our Talk Radio review, a roundup of the items the Talkers Magazine say are the big stories from this past week, and also the people who are on the list, too. Speaking of people joining our ensemble here today on this overview is Walter Sterling of Westwood One Weekend Talk Show host. You can hear him at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday night. Great radio stations all around the country. Speaking of great, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show are here as well to comment on these stories, along with Richard F. McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio
really?
In Washington.
What's the F?
That's what I'm wondering.
Frank.
It's Foxy. Foxy.
Yeah, Foxy. That's
Foxy.
It. Foxy. Okay, let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10, gobbledygook about sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I find the number 9 item to be, for me anyway, we all judge these things as to how they affect us or impact us. The passing of Aretha Franklin, for me, is the most significant story of the week. And so with all the attention given to her and her music, we all are radio veterans here. Probably Walter and I have the longest run. You've been a program. Were you ever a jock? I don't know that I ever asked you that. Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was a disc jockey for 6 years. I was bored out of my mind.
Why does that not surprise me? I loved being a jock because I wasn't a good jock because I talked too much. program director would come into the studio and say, will you shut the up and play the music? And so it was then perhaps that my talk career was born. Anybody who cut their teeth, as I did, Limbaugh did, a lot of the good early talk radio personalities, and Walter can talk about this, cut their teeth as disc jockeys. And I remember early on as Aretha came into the scene, she and Brenda Lee and some of the other young girls who were teenagers who made their mark, significant mark, early on. There was something to be said for the way they sung and the words that they were singing. So anyway, she affected us all for, she had a career that lasted over 63 years, I think, 62 years, 7 decades. And when I listen to her, I say a little prayer or think and respect and
say a little
some of the
gospel
stuff. Oh, my God. I have tears in my eyes. It's just. So did you ever play, Walt, did you ever play her music as a jock while you were bored?
Everybody played her music. And what was so impressive about her as a talent is she was preemptive. Anytime she wanted to perform, she did get on stage, and no matter who else was up there with her, you did not want to be on that stage with her, and you sure as heck didn't want to come on after her. And that's why for years, she didn't perform, because she didn't have to. And then if she thought we were forgetting, she'd get on a stage, a performance, the Kennedy Center Honors, she'd go out there, and we're like, oh, right, the rest of us are way behind.
Yeah. I think some people got it when they saw her the movie just went out of
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers, yeah. Right. Yeah. She was that apron and the singing.
I showed my kids that clip last night.
Really?
Made them watch the whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah. What, they wanted to know who Aretha was and why all of the excitement
about her.
We
had an intern in here at the network yesterday watching all of the news channels on the coverage of it, look up at us and go,
"So,
who was Aretha Franklin?"
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And so I said, what are you working on today? And he said, I'm working on my news piece on the economy. And I said, okay, stop. And the rest of the day, you will do nothing but watch Aretha Franklin videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, you have to name 3 songs for me, Aretha Franklin, and you have to tell me some
and
of the lyrics
them.
From each one of those songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And so 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, Mitchell, what's your 3 songs? He spouted all 3 songs, was able to do the lyrics, and I said, great, now go home, call your parents, and tell them they're a failure.
I saw the most bizarre Aretha Franklin clip. She was on the Mike Douglas show, and she played piano for Frankie Valli.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Elton John
Frankie
said.
Frankie Valli and her did a duet.
If Elton John said of her piano playing that she was as good as I am, or something close to that. Victoria, you can maybe give me a better quote.
He said that she was very underrated with her piano playing ability, and he said actually she was his favorite pianist. So
yeah.
That's high praise coming from Elton John.
Yeah.
And I think that she was overlooked for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about her doing that, actually. Her voice just it overshadowed everything.
Yeah, it really did. And so the news media, the most important part of this is that Aretha Franklin is dead. So what do all the haters, the left-leaning news media, what are they all focused on? Not Aretha passing, but the fact that Fox News put up the wrong photo. It was a picture of Patti LaBelle and not Aretha Franklin.
That's Mitchell.
Oh, well.
And we're just going to call him Mitchell because that's every intern
right.
who's,
yeah.
you know, 19.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They don't know the difference. They don't
yeah.
know
yeah.
who
it's
she
Fox
is.
One black lady singer looks the same as the next black lady singer.
It's,
right.
It's, they do a Google search,
yeah.
and somebody improperly tags the picture. They
yeah.
go, okay, this is Aretha Franklin, and they
yeah.
post it, and boom.
And look and sound foolish. But it is, you're right. How is it that, maybe that's the subtext of the conversation here, how is it that culturally we get this far away? This is an educational thing. Maybe it's because we don't teach music anymore in schools, thanks to the Bush administration cutting the funding for music and phys ed and stuff in the schools. But isn't this part, shouldn't we know this is part of our cultural history? Kind of
she
like
she was a civil rights leader as much as she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she sang at Martin Luther King's funeral.
Yeah.
Her father was a very, very powerful and preacher in Detroit, yeah, and had a lot to do with the civil rights movement.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I don't think it's educational. I think it's generational. There are a lot of things I could talk to you about which is the second biggest story of the week, which is if Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson were caught making out at Heathrow Airport, and you'd go, "Who are they?" And
only
then I could
I
talk to you
are.
About, and I could talk to you about the preoccupation of my teenage children, which is the manufacturing and selling of slime. That's all they care about.
Really? Okay.
It's true. Slime is really big.
Coming up next,
got it right.
Slime on the radio. Yeah. Walter, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug, let me focus now for a moment on the benefits of using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you're in the market to lose weight, and most of us are at one point in time in our lives or another, the healthiest choice for weight loss is Calitren. Around for more than 30 years, they've been promoting healthy weight loss and the building of lean muscle on your body. Because you got to have one. You can't have one without the other. You lose the weight, you need to have the muscle to hold your body together. And the main ingredient of Calitren is collagen. Collagen is produced by our body naturally, but as we get old like Richie, your body stops producing collagen.
No kidding.
And you need to have Calitren to supplement so you have the right amount of collagen in your system. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. Protein is what makes the muscle and pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. Absolutely no adverse effects because there's no caffeine. It is completely natural and normal. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body's production, so you're going to get more. As you add this, you get more and more and more, and you can't have too much, just like you can't really have too much muscle to hold your body together. So if you want to take Calitren, lose the weight, keep it off, forget about all the other things that the diet systems and the food and all that stuff, just go online to toploss.com, toploss.com, order Calitren. If you buy three bottles, you get 10% off. More than three, you get a free bottle. Good deal. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Take my word for it because I've lost 12 pounds since April using this, the steady end of weight and weight problems. Find it with Calitren. Do toploss.com, DJV. Order it now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitren and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitren's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitren has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitren help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
You can follow the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. It's a podcast. Jennifer Horn is here as, I guess I'm coming to you because number six this week is Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great.
And you know this absolutely ticked me off.
Yeah, I figured. I'll just give you the next 2 minutes. Help yourself.
Well, look, I think that it is a problem when someone who represents the great state of New York goes up and says that he thinks America was never really that great. That was his comment. He said off the cuff, and then he sort of backed off of that, saying that it was a gaffe. He didn't really mean to say it. I absolutely think he meant to say it. And actually, because of the conversation we had on the DJV show in the past week, I think I've realized something, that this is not necessarily a political statement. In the way that I think he thinks he'd fire up Republicans and maybe Democrats would agree with him, I actually think half, at least, of Democrats would not agree that America was never great. What I think he was trying to do is reach young people, because I think people in their 20s and maybe 30s and earlier than that were kind of raised with more of a globalist outlook. And I don't necessarily think that that's their fault or an unpatriotic thing, but I think that's how they were raised. And I think that they felt like they needed to apologize maybe more than people who are a little bit older and who realize that America has done a lot of great things, not only for people that live here, but for everyone else around the world, in terms of all the wars we fought, all the blood that was spilled, because that we want to protect the freedoms of this country and spread the views of democracy around the world. So I think he was actually trying to reach out to young people who might be more apt to vote for Cynthia Nixon, who's running against him from Sex and the City, who might reach those younger, more maybe socialist-minded Democrats out there. Just my two cents on why he might have made that comment.
Only a communist would make a statement like that.
No, that's not necessarily it. I just think he's reaching a certain demographic, and he did.
Right, yeah.
Oops, I didn't really mean that.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
To anyone over 35, also, I didn't mean it.
Right.
If he really believes that, it also means his father failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad would never have said that.
Never. 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling. Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something for jumping around, because some of these things, I mean, I probably should just go through the list, but there are things that affect, especially when Walter's here with his influence of what's real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. I'm sort of persuaded to pay some attention to some of the stuff and not much to other things that are on the list. So officially at number 10, sports talk radio, the usual glunk on NFL and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. Aretha passing is number 9. The problem with the Turkish lira, who gives a rat's behind, number 8. Yeah, exactly. That number 7, the bridge collapse in Italy. I think the more important story is the story of the teenager who pushed her friend off the bridge. I mean, we're going to do a story on bridges. That one has more, I think, I don't want to say sex appeal.
I love that we're still calling her the friend who pushed her off the bridge.
That person.
Why are we still saying this girl is her friend?
That's a good point.
She fell 60 feet.
And lived.
She's lucky she lived, yeah.
She lived.
I don't think she's still calling her her friend.
Probably not. Governor Cuomo.
Story,
what's that, Walter?
There are two huge stories that are not on that list. Would you like me to say them?
Of course. I knew you would come to our rescue when it was when things aren't included in the list. You've always got.
How do you know the list isn't over yet?
Up your sleeve. Yeah, let me finish the list, then you can add your two.
You finish the list.
They might still be on there.
And 10B. All right. Number 6 is Cuomo. Manafort in that trial. Who cares about that? Number 5. The Pennsylvania priest, that's something that I find to be extraordinarily important. The sexual abuse scandal, how many of them are involved still after all these years? Good God. Primaries, number 3, the investigation, the Russia investigation. Does this ever stop? No. Number 1 is Omarosa. I always say Omarosa, it's Omarosa. So, all right, that's the list of the top 10. Walter, you have 10A and 10B?
10A and 10B.
Help yourself.
Angelina Jolie received $9 million from Brad Pitt to buy a house. And now she's saying she isn't getting meaningful child support. Number one, they're not divorced yet. They have not come to a financial settlement yet. He has not wavered on paying her. But he gave her $9 million to buy a house. Now, it seems to me that if Angelina felt she needed more child support, all she needed to do was, like, buy a $5 million house, and then she'd have $4 million left over for
Kroger.
Well,
wait a minute. Why does she need a loan? Why does Angelina Jolie, who was once the highest-paid actress in the planet, why is she needing a loan for her
husband? Wasn't she on the list of the highest-paid this past year?
She makes more than he does.
Yeah,
I saw that. She got $9 million. $8 million of it went to the house, and $1.3 went to child care and child support. So, but why does she need an $8 million house loan? Can't she get a mortgage? Like, I don't get that.
That's the disgusting part, and Rich is absolutely right, which is that she probably has more money than he does because she's been supported by men for a long time. She gets $100,000 a speech. She probably gets as much or more per movie, and she's made far more movies than Brad. She hasn't been supported by men.
She's earned a lot more. She has earned. She's had two
plus, more than any man she's ever been with.
Yes, absolutely, hands down. Plus. She's had two or three movies that hit the $1 billion mark.
Right. He should be looking for spousal support.
Plus the hypocrisy of her going around the world saying women empowerment, women autonomy, women should be in charge. The minute she hits divorce court, where's my man?
Well, but she's entitled to. They have 6 children together. She's entitled to have child support.
All right, what's
10B? To pay that.
You got 30 seconds for 10B.
Ashley Benson and Cara
Delevingne. No one even knows who they are, Walter.
Making out in public in multiple airports.
But why does lesbianism, like, why is that news?
It's not news, it's ratings.
All right.
Okay.
All right, where are we? It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, MyPillows. Get MyPillows, the best sleep I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of my pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the MyPillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. Four MyPillows, two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack.
Jen here from the DJV show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to getthetea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something. Walter is quoted this week in one of the trades as an expert in radio, talk radio especially. That's why he's here to help us with all of that. He focuses on podcasting. And I think that it's time that we spend a little bit of we have cachet here. And so we talk about the issues. We also talk about the business of talk radio, and what is this thing we call podcasting. You heard me say a few minutes ago, you can get the essence of what's going on in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You go to that website, Talk Radio Countdown Show, you get the podcast, which is archived every week. There are 500,000 people doing podcasts. My God. Richie, how many podcasts? Rich is in charge of operations at our originating network, Radio America. How many podcasts do you do just with the people that work there? And how many people are you podcasting that have nothing to do with anything you actually put on the air?
We have a couple of dozen podcasts here, and we probably have half a dozen podcasts that don't actually air on terrestrial radio stations.
All right, so Walter, a year or so ago, you were heard to have said that podcasting was a waste of time and nobody will ever make any money at podcasting. So how has that changed?
A year ago, he was right.
A year ago, he was right. Okay, so now what's changed and why do people pay attention, considering that more people than ever are listening to the radio? I guess, is it this people have more time on their hands and they listen to all forms, the radio, they listen to podcasts? How do we shake this out?
I believe that overall, to produce a podcast on a regular basis is a waste of time. And if it's original content, if it's just a podcast, it's a waste of time. There are the other type of podcast is where you take your show and edit it and turn it into a on-demand form in a podcast. Okay, that's very nice. But as a business, it's not there yet, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time. The other part of it there was just a convention about podcasting, and everybody in radio got into a big frenzy about podcasting, and, oh, my gosh, we have to invest in podcasting. I'm like, well, you have these federally regulated signals that, and over half the radio stations in America lose money. I know. Let's put out more content and make it even harder to buy. I don't think it's there yet. I think it's cute. And for the 500,000 podcasts that are up on iTunes, about 499,000 of them are one or two episodes, and then somebody gives up. It's not there yet. And the other thing to remember about podcasting and any new media is that it took until 1970 for all three television networks, original television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, to turn a profit, till 1970.
And they originated, they were sort of originated in the 30s. They didn't really get started till after World War II. But that's still 30 years.
He's right. He's right in that it's taken a long time. Podcasting and radio has struggled to be able to monetize podcasting. And only in the past couple of years has it gotten to the point where you can start making money with podcasting. And one of the challenges is the measurement of who's actually listening.
Yep.
And in fact, just this year, the IAB, the International Advertising Bureau, is changing their method of how they count when you listen. So previous to this, if you were to listen to the DJV podcast for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go cook dinner and then come back and start listening again, that would count as two listens. And then finally they said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really work. So now we have to say, okay, if you listen two times within a 24-hour period, that's still only one listen. So now everybody's numbers are just taking a hit right now. So before you were getting 10,000 listens per episode, now you're getting 5,000 listens per episode. So it's kind of a moving target as to how to measure your audience and then what that measurement is worth to the advertisers, and that's the challenge.
Right. So there's a focus on that, but that was also true of online video. Do we count if you watch 1 second, 10 seconds, all the way through, if you start, stop? Okay, but guess what? It's still true of radio and TV. Do we sell total audience, average quarter hour audience, time spent listening, tallow count? What do we sell? And, and it's an, an endless discussion.
Digital, you can, with digital, you can actually measure that. And in TV, it was so hard that you can't measure how long they listen.
It's nonsense. The measuring is nonsense. It has never been
That's the attraction to digital. The digital, they can tell whether you listen to 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Well, and they can't.
Well, they can count the impressions, and now we're getting into the weeds. But
this is right, so in the weeds, you guys. Right.
Well, let me get out of the weeds. The difference between the difference between digital measurement and radio measurement is that it's easy to commit fraud in digital measurement. Now, I have to bring up one other thing that's more important. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. We might as well help yourself. All right. Well.
The wheels are off the bus at this point.
Right, exactly.
By far the most important thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks is I get a note from Victoria. And I said, well, how do you think it's doing? How do you think my participation on the show is? I'm looking for a cheap compliment. And she writes back, oh, I think it's great. When you're on, I have to talk less.
It's true.
She's got a point.
That's because nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Right.
And that's been a fault of mine, apparently, over the years, that people said to me, well, why do you have all these people on the air with you?
You're like, I need a break. It's been 7 hours of radio already.
Michael Harrison, the editor-in-chief at Talkers Magazine, who kind of came up with the concept for the show, always tells Doug, I love being on with you. You answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is sit here.
Perfection. Personified. Although we have the last laugh. I've been on the air for successfully and continually. I guess I don't know how you measure success, but I've been on the air continually for 53 years. Walter, you have not quite that much under your belt, but you're getting there. And so when you get to that point, Richie, and Victoria, you get to that point, come back and report to me, would you please? Or we'll probably all still be doing this.
You'll still be doing this.
Anyway, one way or the other.
Cryogenics will kick in, and you'll be frozen, and then you'll still be doing
it. Anything that won't get frozen is my brain and my mouth. All right, so let's keep it. Now, as Casey Kasem said, on with the countdown. So number four is this reality check in Pennsylvania. 300 priests have been accused of sexual abuse. This is how many years after the first revelation of this thing happening? This has been going on for decades, apparently centuries, or as long as the Catholic Church has been around. But the perversion of the news media and the... You remember that movie Spotlight that was out, I think, 3 years ago? Didn't it win a... Yeah, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year, which was all about the scandal in Boston. What the hell's going on? Why is this still a problem? I have great regard for the Pope as a leader, but is he falling into the same pea soup that everybody else has? With regard to this, I thought he was going to clean it up. He's been there 3 years. Why isn't it cleaned up?
That's a good question.
I think these events and cases are stuff from back in the 50s and 60s, and they're just now coming to light. I don't think it's recent abuse.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what all that means.
Well, it was interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on the Pope to what's he going to say about this whole scandal in Pennsylvania. So the Vatican actually on Thursday, they did issue a statement. It doesn't say a lot, but the spokesperson for the director of the Vatican's press office said regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes, shame and sorrow. And that's pretty much
all
he said.
Does that statement means
and
nothing
then
and does nothing.
Added, obviously, the Holy See, which I've never heard that term before. I guess
that's what
the
they
Pope.
Refer to the Vatican and the Pope, yep.
Treats with great seriousness the work of the investigating grand jury of Pennsylvania. The Holy See condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors. Okay,
all right, I know
so
the religious
thanks again
background
for saying nothing.
of everybody here except you, Walter. I don't know anything about your religious background, even though I know you well. I don't know anything. Have you been a
I suffered through 8 years of catechism. My father went through Catholic schools and Seton Hall. And from that, he concluded that his children would never go to Catholic school, and I have thanked him on a regular basis for this.
So did you ever go to the Catholic Church? You didn't go to Catholic school. Did you go to Catholic Church?
Yeah, I went to Catholic Church, but the volume of complaints about this has led me to wonder if one of the primary reasons, based on the volume of priests involved, one of the primary reasons that people are attracted to the priesthood is pedophilia.
Right.
Great.
That's what I think. All right. So too. Yeah.
Who needs? Yeah. Oof. 44 past the hour. We'll deal with Omarosa in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, let's deal with what's inside of you that ought not to be there and how you clean it out. Yes, there are lots of things. What do we have this week? The story of the cereals, Victoria, that are loaded with all
even
of this.
Even the quote-unquote organic labeled cereals still having Roundup and glyphosate and all the stuff from Monsanto.
The toxins that you don't even know are in your body from food you don't even know has toxins is something that you got to deal with. And the best way to deal with it is by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. That's what it does. It'll change your life forever. Game changer. I've started drinking it. Victoria started drinking it. Every day we have a cup while we're on the air. It cleans you out. It's like the plumbing getting clean. Roto-Rooter visits your system gently, though. It makes you go, literally. Cleans all the gas, the bacteria, the barium, the aluminum, whatever you've got in your body you don't know you have there. Get it out now with Life Change Tea, which you can get, by the way, going to getthetea.com is the way to order it because you can't get it in the grocery store or the food store. Getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea and change the chi of your body. That was a Freudian slip, but actually it is a way to change your chi, your energy. Life Change Tea. Get it at getthetea.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get it shipped to you free. Getthetea.com. Stories now in order and in detail from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Getting this down from number 10 to number 1 is sometimes this is the only time it gets done. So let's get to it. Number 10, sports talk radio, talk about the preseason for the NFL, the Major League Baseball world, blah, blah. Number 9, Aretha Franklin passing. Number 8, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Number 7, the collapse of that bridge in Italy. Number 6, Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great. Number 5, the Paul Manafort trial, what's going on there. Number 4, the priest sexual abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Number 3, the primaries, Tuesday primaries. Number 2 is the investigation continuing in that vein. And number 1 is Omarosa and her book tour. So that's it, the stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrim proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
On the people list at Talkers Magazine, some names that you may or may not know. A number 10, Aretha Franklin, that might be closer to number 1 had she passed earlier in the week, but she didn't pass till the end of the week, but still a very important focus. A lot of people were talking about her through the week as she neared her death. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, number 9 on the list. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Number 7 belongs to John Brennan in the countdown list of most important people and the discussion focus. Andrew Cuomo is 6. Paul Manafort is 5. Peter Strzok is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Omarosa is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So who can even pronounce Omarosa's last name? Her name is Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm guessing Manigault is her maiden name. You think that's true, Doug? Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there they are. The people on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So here we are with the final moments with Walter Sterling and Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on our talk radio review. Omarosa and her book and all the notoriety. What do we get out of all of this? Nothing, apparently.
And I think that's
your answer.
I think number one this week is the focus on her and her ability to get the attention focused on her when she has absolutely nothing to say. She's a waste. She's been a waste ever since she first showed up in prominence. She's one of these people like the Kardashians that have nothing, and yet they make something out of nothing. I gotta guess respect it. She can make a lot of money selling this book, and you know, who knows what
the
else.
The only thing that I found interesting at all about any of this was that Trump genuinely didn't know she had been fired, and I thought that was really weird. And he didn't, you know, and that was odd. He didn't know that Kelly had fired her. Even she said to Kelly in the tape, you know, is President Trump aware of this? And Kelly wouldn't even answer her because he knew. I don't know. Like, it makes you think like, who's really running
Kelly
this
Kelly was
show
brought
there?
In to fix the leak. And I think he thought she was one of the leaks.
Probably
but
was.
Why wouldn't Trump know that
I think
she was
Bannon
being fired?
Was actually the leak.
Yeah. I think Bannon was. But why wouldn't Trump know that she was getting fired?
Because he probably just told Kelly, take care of it, and Kelly took care of it and then was going to report back to him.
Hi, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria, Richie, Walter, Doug on the Talk Radio Review
for
the week of August 13th to 17th.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour, world becomes better when you know what's going on. And I will tell you, Victoria Keelan is a great help when it comes to knowing what's going on in the world of technology. We're here, as we do at the end of the week, every week, to count down from number 5 to number 1, top technology stories of the week. So we start with number 5 and a focus on Sprint with some news.
Yes, well, you're going to be hearing a lot about the 5G network. That's going to be the big buzz that's going to be coming up by the end of this year and certainly into 2019. Sprint is already getting ready for the 5G future. They've partnered with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S. capable of tapping into a faster next-gen cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet or a price or even a firm release date, but they are very excited about it and they're already talking. They say it will be released in the first half of 2019, and Verizon's also working on a rival cell phone to the Sprint thing, but I think Sprint actually is going to get it out to the market first. And so Sprint has also promised that its new 5G network will be capable of full-length HD movie downloads in seconds instead of minutes, and the ability to play video games without any delays, hiccups, or lag time. So Sprint's going to launch the 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, L.A., New York City, Phoenix, and Washington next year before it expands to other parts of the country. But, again, 5G is going to be the big buzz of 2019.
The big buzz. All right, number 4 is a focus on Microsoft and Amazon as they come together.
Mm-hmm. A year after... Yes, a year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that they were going to work on their personal digital assistants actually being able to commingle, they now have done it. And so if you have Microsoft's assistant is called Cortana and Amazon's assistant is Alexa. Alexa is obviously a lot more popular than Cortana, but now the two of them are interchangeable. So if you have an Amazon device, you can use Cortana, and if you have a Microsoft device and you want to use Alexa for stuff, you can actually use them both interchangeably. Apple Siri is still the most widely used personal assistant because they have 1.3 billion iPhone customers in the universe. However, that actually is really still fewer than the number of Android users around the world. So by having Cortana and Alexa team up, they might actually be able to topple Siri. So we'll see how that goes.
Waha! All right, number 3... Google.
Yeah, turning off location settings are actually not stopping all of your Google apps from tracking you where you go and your location. According to a new expose, a lot of Google services still log a user's location even when they have certain privacy settings turned on. Now, Google says users can control what information they track by turning the location history off. Okay, so we all know that part. However, this new expose says that Google apps are still tracking where you are even after you turn off the location history. So you have to do a second thing. It's a second setting called web and app activity. Nobody knows about this, so you're going to have to dig a little deep on your Android phone. Now, if you're using Google apps like Google Maps or Google Gmail, on your iPhone, same thing has to happen. They're still tracking you even if you have location services off. So you're going to have to do an extra layer and to really ensure your privacy.
All right. Number 2.
This is one of those stories this week that it just is a head-scratcher. The safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence earlier, or this is actually from last weekend's DEFCON, which is a hacking conference in Las Vegas. One of the sessions, they have lots of challenges for the hackers to do. One of the sessions featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Security Secretary of State and changed the election results. An 11-year-old did this.
Great.
And it only took this hacker 10 minutes to do it. So the trial took place in the DEFCON voting machine hacking village, according to PBS reports. Kids as young as 8 years old are attempting to hack into these voting machines and change the election results. And so that's, you know, maybe another reason why we need to go back to paper.
Yep, there you go. Okay, certainly not to do voting on the Internet. Oy. All right, number one this week is the info on that blue light from your phone. Listen carefully to this.
This was not the biggest story in terms of how many headlines it got, but this, to me, is the most important story of the week. The blue light that comes out of your smartphone and your tablet is actually changing the cells in our eyes that can accelerate blindness, according to a new study. Researchers from the University of Toledo studied the impact of blue light and found that the blue light triggers toxic reactions in the retinal molecules that sense light and signal the brain. When you reach your 50s or 60s, you can actually have macular degeneration. You can start to go blind, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Right. So get your safety goggles on every time you're looking at a screen with blue light.
Information is king. You're in charge. We're hoping to improve your life with our info here. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockster. The special counsel's office has been getting extensive cooperation from the White House counsel.
According to the New York Times, White House counsel Don McGahn has given at least three voluntary interviews with Robert Mueller's investigators that totaled 30 hours over the past 9 months. The paper cites a dozen current and former White House officials and others who have been briefed on the matter. From the beginning of the special counsel's investigation, President Trump's legal team decided to cooperate with Mueller, believing their client had nothing to hide, and that they could bring the investigation to an end quickly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Efforts to assess damage from a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the Indonesian island of Lombok are being hampered by power cuts. Some houses and other buildings have collapsed in Sembilan, this subdistrict on the island's northeast side. The earthquake came as tourist hotspots trying to recover from a quake earlier this month that killed hundreds of people. Sunday's trembler was one of multiple strong earthquakes in the northeast of the island, which also caused landslides. Indian authorities are bringing drinking water by train to the flooded southern state of Kerala, where over 300 people have died and 300,000 are displaced in the worst flooding in a century. Weather officials predict more rains across the state until Monday morning. Thousands of rescuers Sunday continued efforts to get relief supplies into isolated areas. And the Italian engineer who designed the Genoa Bridge that collapsed and killed 43 people warned four decades ago that it would require constant maintenance to remove rust given the effects of corrosion from sea air and pollution. REI State Television broadcast excerpts Sunday of the report that engineer Ricardo Morandi penned back in 1979. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, And yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Indonesia and Malaysia will be getting help from Britain to investigate reports that wrecks of ships sunk during World War II have been plundered by pirates.
The shipwrecks hold the remains of hundreds of sailors and civilians and are considered war graves. The Mail on Sunday newspaper reported that the wrecks of four ships in the waters of Malaysia and Indonesia have been looted for scrap metal. Several other British shipwrecks in the region have previously been plundered. The four vessels were carrying evacuees when they were attacked by Japanese bombers in 1942. Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson said he was very concerned by the allegations. Zaria Shackley, London.
A wildfire in Montana's Glacier National Park forcing more evacuation and has burned within a half mile of the scenic Going to the Sun Road. Protecting the highway through the park is officials' top priority, firefighters installing hoses and sprinklers. More on these stories at townhall.com. One way New Zealand's trying to tackle runaway housing prices in that country is to ban most foreigners from buying in.
The government has passed legislation that allows only New Zealand residents to buy homes as it attempts to improve housing affordability and increase the rate of home ownership. Previously, the housing market was open to investors worldwide. The new law fulfills a campaign pledge by the Liberal-led government, which came to power last year. Foreigners who already own homes in New Zealand won't be affected. Opposition lawmakers say the bill is unnecessary.
Jeremy House reporting. At a time when big box retailers are trying to offer some convenience as their online competitors, the biggest U.S. grocery chain is testing the use of driverless cars to deliver groceries in a Phoenix suburb. Kroger's pilot program launched Thursday morning with a robotic vehicle parked outside one of its own Fry's supermarkets in Scottsdale. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, singer and funny gal Judy Canova tries to tackle the Wild West as she stars in a comedy skit known as Two Gun Gertie. And then later, Fibber McGee has decided to become a writer, and he jumps the gun and meets with a literary agent. Well, Judy Canova may have been the star of this upcoming variety series, but she was supported by some very talented cast members, led by voice whiz Mel Blanc. Each week, he would trot out variations of some of his best-remembered cartoon voices. The character Pedro on this show sounds like Benny Speedy Gonzalez. Sylvester has the same voice as Sylvester the Cat. And in this example, he'll even recreate the sounds of Jack Benny's ancient Maxwell automobile. And you might even get to hear Yosemite Sam. Heading back to June 15, 1946.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Pea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Your Beauty Hope and Colgate Tooth Powder for a Breath That's Sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the Sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Last night I met the sweetest boy a girl could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you, one more dream and he's mine. One more dream and he's mine. 40 winks and me thinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things look fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, and he's mine. I went to see a moving picture show the other day.
Well, tell us what it was about.
I really couldn't say. My eyes were closed, and as I dozed, the usher grabbed my coat.
Hey.
Among the things I told him, I am now about to quote.
One more dream,
and he's mine. One more dream, and he's mine. 40 winks, and me thinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked,
things look fine,
but he slipped off the line.
One more dream, and he's mine.
Well, the morning mail has just arrived, and as our scene opens, Judy's reading a letter to Aunt Aggie. It's a letter that just came from Judy's cousin Sophie back in Cactus Junction.
What does your cousin Sophie have to say, Judy?
Says here, Judy, we miss you. Times are really tough back here. Hardly any crops. The crows are really overrunning the place. It don't do no good to try to fool them with that homely old scarecrow. I sure wish you were back here.
Sophie say in her letter, Judy?
She goes on to say, prices sure are high here. Your Uncle R.T. says it costs him $30 a week to keep himself in nourishment. And when he gets it, the stuff ain't fitting to drink. Judy, you remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, now, I don't know if I remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, I ain't gonna waste no time on that. Says here, she had triplets last week. A boy and a girl. We never did find out what the third one was. 2 days after it was born, it flew away. Well, it did.
Does Sophie say how the crops are this year?
Yep, it says, our crops are failing. Hardly any vegetables.
Judy, if they aren't raising vegetables, how are they getting along?
Well, Sophie says here that she wrote a play to raise money.
What is the play called, Judy?
Sophie calls it, Open the Barn Door, Nellie. Father's Coming Home with a Load. Or, Grandma, Stay in Wisconsin. I can't get you a date with Van Johnson. Yeah, Sophie wants me to put the play on here at the Brentwood Community Playhouse and try to raise money for her.
Judy, Mr. Kearns of the Playhouse is an influential friend of mine. Why don't you go and see him? Maybe he'll give Sophie's play a tryout.
Oh, gee, maybe I can play the leading role. I'm a real actress. Yeah, back home when I was 17, I got up in school and said, to be or not to be, that is the question. Will I be left back again in 2B or get promoted to 3A? I'll go right over to see Mr. Kearns now.
And now, Miss Canova, what is your cousin's play about?
It's a western, Mr. Kearns. It's about Two-Gun Gertie who comes out west to get married. She meets the famous Indian chief, Sitting Bell. And then Sitting Bell...
No, Miss Canova, not Sitting Bell. Bull, bull, bull.
It is not. It's an honest truth. Cross my heart and hope that it is.
Who is Two-Gun Gertie going to marry?
His name's Texas Joe. He calls on Gertie quite regular. For 3 years, he comes over steady every night, but he never goes home that way. He never goes home that way. One night on his way over, he steps on a skunk.
Was he angry?
He sure was. He was highly incensed. Incensed, that is. Mm.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound too bad. We'll give it a tryout.
Oh, golly, thanks. Can I play two gun Gertie? I can play a gun girl swell. Why, when I was a kid on a cold morning, I could get into my red flannels faster than anybody in the family.
Well, what's that got to do with being a gunfighter?
Well, Pa said I was sure quick on the drawers. Had to be only one pair of flannels in the family.
Well, Miss Canova, you study your part, and we'll put the play on next week.
Judy, it's wonderful. Just think, you'll be in a play, and this play may prove to be Brentwood's biggest production.
Brentwood's biggest production?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Did you hear about the play?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Judy. Hey, is there a part in the play for a good cook?
Geranium, you have your job here at home. Are you sure you haven't been neglecting things here? You know, the government wants us all to save excess fat.
Ma'am, I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Anyway, Geranium, even if you are fat, your boyfriend Pomeroy still likes you.
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. But lady, when he puts his arms around me, he seems awfully distant.
Well, does he have reason to be distant?
Yeah, honey. He's got a 32-inch reach, and I've got a 52 waist.
Geranium, when I saw Pomeroy leaving last night, he had lipstick on him.
Golly, Geranium, does your lipstick come off easily?
No, Miss Judy. I always put up a fight.
It says here.
Say, Geranium, does Pomeroy still call you his cutie pie?
No, Miss Judy. Now he calls me his little honeydew melon.
Little honeydew melon, how come?
He says I'm sweet and mellow. And the older I am, the mushier I get.
Oh, Geranium, you're not so very old. Why, you're just barely sneaking up on 40.
Sneaking up on it? Ha, ha! Honey, I've got it completely surrounded.
Judy, you'd better get busy and study your part for the play.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Hey, you know something? This fella Tex in the play is really tough.
He's tough?
Yeah, says here, come roundup time, Tex don't brand the cattle. He bites his initials in them. Then Tex robs the grocery store to get food for his best friend who's been eating nothing but dog food for 6 days.
Nothing but dog food for 6 days? What was his friend's name?
Rover. After Tex brings him his food, the little dog looks up at him with his great big brown eyes, almost as if he wanted to say,
pardon me for talking in your face, señorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, there's a part in this play for you.
Oh, señorita, I have had experience on the stage. I was in the Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater.
The Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater?
See, I had to blow up the balloon for the bubble dancer. Senorita, once I was in the Opry in Mexico. See, the curtain went up and I was singing the famous clown song from Pagliacci. And I no more than got started and the curtain came back down again.
Well, what happened? Weren't you singing Pagliacci very well?
Oh, senorita, I always sing Pagliacci very beautiful.
Well, then why did they ring down the curtain?
Well, that night we was doing Rigoletto. I came out on the stage wearing an old-fashioned costume with tights, senorita.
Oh, Pedro, I bet you look funny in those tights.
See, they all laughed when I walked out in those tights. And when I sat down, I thought they'd split.
Well, Pedro, you'd better get ready for the theater.
Si, I will go now, senorita. Hasta luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro.
More fun with Judy Canova is coming up right after this short break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to the Judy Canova Show on When Radio Was.
Well, tonight is the night of the play, which Judy hopes will raise money for Cousin Sophie because of the vegetable shortage back home. Judy's having a last-minute rehearsal at the house.
Okay, Pedro, let's get on with the rehearsal now. As this scene opens, Texas Joe is crawling on hands and knees with his trusty rifle.
Loaded?
Sure, that's why he's crawling.
Well, senorita, I am ready to go over the sound effects if you will give me my cues. I will be a very good sound effects man, I think.
Okay, Pedro. Now look, on page 2, Two Gun Gertie's waiting for Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie. I look out the window and say, it sure looks like a storm. There's thunder and lightning over the mountains. Pedro, there's thunder and lightning. Pedro, I said thunder.
Oh, I got it now, senorita.
What's that?
Two claps of thunder.
Tex says he's gonna take me to dinner. I'm so hungry my tongue's hanging out. Pedro, it ain't hanging out that far. I won't look my best when Tex gets here. Better file my fingernails. Well, that's what I get for them clean down to my engagement ring. Gosh, that text is calling me on the telephone now. No, Pedro, the telephone. Pedro, the telephone. You act like you're in a fog. Oh, here comes Tex now in his Model T car. Okay, Pedro, you hold her and I'll milk her. You're getting this all mixed up.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Yeah, Geranium.
There's Brenda and the Bunch coming up the wall. You know, for a girl who don't like you, she sure spends a lot of time here.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm always glad to have Brenda visit with me.
How come?
I feel so good when she leaves. Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Brenda. Say, how do you like my cowboy outfit?
Well, it does set off your figure. And a figure like yours should be set off as far as possible.
Well, just the same, Mr. Kearns, the director, says I have a graceful carriage.
Well, you do have a graceful carriage, darling. But your axles are slightly bent.
Hey, Brenda, if you're so good, why aren't you in the play? You always think you can act.
I don't think. I can act.
Well, I don't think you can act neither.
Miss Canova, I played Summer Stock. Why, our theater had a seating capacity of 1,000, and every night it was SRO, standing room only.
No fooling. In our theater, we took out the orange boxes, put in leather seats, and had a seating capacity of 400 NMS.
NMS?
Yep, no more splinters.
I just dropped in to show you what I'm wearing to the theater tonight. This is a Parisian gown. Oh, it's simply alive with sequins.
Gosh, you better spray it with DDT. Double strength.
Very funny.
Oh, I made it funny. I don't know.
You may never become an actress, but just don't give up.
Oh, me give up, shucks. I don't know the meaning of the word surrender. I don't know the meaning of a lot of other words either. Gee, I better get over to the theater. I'll be late for the show. So long, Brenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the play you are about to witness is an authentic Western written by Miss Sophie Canova. The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold winter night, and the wind is howling outside.
Howdy, stranger! You look like a stranger, stranger.
I know, stranger. I am a stranger. But you look even stranger.
What's your name, stranger?
Texas Joe. But everybody calls me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts. Say, it's the coldest night I ever saw. My hands are numb. My feet are numb. I'd sure like to sit down.
You are sitting down. You're colder than you think. What's your business here about, stranger?
I'm a 49er, gal. How old are you?
Don't talk that away to me, Tex. My trigger finger's itchy.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna scratch it. Hey, maybe you don't know who I am, Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie, and I'm a rustler.
Gertie, what a does a gal like you rustle?
I wear satin petticoats.
Say, how about going riding with me, Gertie?
Tex, I'll have you know I'm a lady.
I know. If I'd have wanted a man to ride with, I'd go home and get my brother. Ugh, me want him fire water.
Who are you?
Me chief running deer. Me run faster than antelope or greyhound. Beat deer by 6 minutes. Beat greyhound by 30 minutes.
How could you beat a greyhound by 30 minutes?
Greyhound have flat tire.
Howdy, stranger. Who are you?
I'm the roughest hitman. I'm the toughest hitman. I'm a murdering polecat. A polecat. I'm a murdering skunk. Skunk. Ain't I a stinker?
If you were so tough, you'd shoot some of these good-for-nothing hombres that keep bothering me.
Well, I couldn't kill a man in cold blood. I couldn't shoot him. I couldn't shoot a man. Shoot him. Shoot him.
Why not?
There's no water in my pistol.
Howdy, Gertie. Remember me? Your old friend Hanky?
Well, Hanky. Did you just blow in?
Yeah, Gertie, I come clean from Dallas.
You might have been clean when you left, but look at you now.
I got a present for you, Gertie.
Hank, where'd you ever get the money to buy such a pretty present?
Well, you know that diamond necklace some dirty crook stole from the jewelry store? The one they offered the big reward for?
Yep.
Pretty, ain't it? Yeah, struck it rich, gal. Got a real bonanza.
A real bonanza?
Yep. And if you marry up with me, I'll split it with you.
Nothing doing. You can't buy my love with a bonanza split.
Gertie, I don't want you talking to that stranger.
Hey, you, get her going. Pay him no mind, Gertie. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. The dirty, low-down sidewinder.
Boy! Say?
I said, how come?
I got a hole in my sock.
Stranger, I can beat you. I can beat you with knives or anything. I can beat you carving or running. Which will it be?
I'm carving.
I'm running.
That's fine talk of coming from you, Tex. Why don't you fellas throw away your knives and guns and fight like men?
What do you mean, like men?
Oh, with your bare hands.
That's a good idea, Gertie. All right, you varmint. My hands are up. All right, my hands are up. What do we do now?
Oh, let's play patty cake.
Judy, how did your cousin's play come out tonight?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, the audience was great. They helped to solve all of Cousin Sophie's problems.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember Sophie wrote that crops were bad and they couldn't get any vegetables?
Yes.
Well, when we finished the play, the stage was covered with them.
We're a little late, folks. Good night, everybody.
Vern Smith speaking. The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
From June 15, 1946, Texas Joe sounded quite a bit like Mel Blanc's Yosemite Sam cartoon character. And, of course, that Spanish accent he used as Pedro on the Judy Canova Show later showed up as a cartoon mouse named Speedy Gonzalez. And I hope you also noticed his brief imitation of a car, the same sounds he generated over on the Jack Benny program, playing Jack's ancient Maxwell automobile. Truly one of the busiest guys in show business, Blanc worked on multiple radio series. For example, at the time of the broadcast I just featured, he was also working for Benny, playing the happy postman on Burns and Allen, handling multiple roles at Abbott and Costello, and even launching his own sitcom,
The Mel Blanc Show, which debuted on CBS in September of 46. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Fibber McGee and Molly, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license. Even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we had the Judy Canova Show, and now the comedies continue. This time, though, the talented leading lady is Marion Jordan, who would spend her entire showbiz career working with her husband, Jim. And joining them in this episode will be Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington, Bill Thompson as Old Timer, and announcer Harlow Wilcox. Listen for a reference to the creator of Perry Mason, Earl Stanley Gardner, in this World War II-era broadcast from June 16, 1943.
The important war message you have been expecting will be broadcast immediately after the Fibber McGee and Molly program. Keep tuned to this station. Here's the Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Wax and Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. There comes a tide in the affairs of men when they think they can write a book. Well, the tide is in at 79 Wistful Vista. And here, busily filling page after page of scratch paper, we find that persistent proponent of pithy prose, that peerless perpetrator of punchy paragraph, Mr. McGee, of Fibber McGee and Molly.
So, grasping her in his strong arms, he kissed her tenderly on the forehead as she run her slender fingers through his dark, curly hair, which she had first took his hat off so she could. Then, as a knock came at the door...
McGee, I never heard such drivel in my life. What are you reading?
I ain't reading. I'm writing.
You're what?
I'm writing a book.
So that's what you've been doing the last few days.
Betcha.
And I thought you were going over the household accounts.
Household accounts, my clavicle. You worry about them, Molly. When the dough starts rolling in from this book, we'll have so much money, the government won't know what to do with it. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. I was just getting to the place where my heroine, Maisie Laprine, has just met Lieutenant Fragwell.
Just met him?
Yeah.
Last I heard, he was taking her into his strong, curly arms and was kissing her.
Well, it was love at first sight. You see, he was coming down the street on roller skates while she was cleaning the front steps, and she swept him off his feet.
Oh.
Ah, I got some cute dialogue there.
Oh, I'll bet you have.
But the pot really gets torn a little later on. This is a love story that'll have every woman in America dripping mascara.
Oh, my.
Where's my phone? Running her fingers through his dark curly hair, which she had first took his hat off so she could. Then as a knock come at the door. Boy, is this realistic. Then as a knock come at the door.
Look, Arthur, I hate to disillusion you, but that was a knock at the door.
Well, it's plagiarism, that's what it is. Come in.
For goodness sakes, Abigail Uppington.
How do you do, my dear? I'm Mr. McGee.
My dear Mrs. Uppington, what a charming surprise. Do come in. I say, Francois, chill another bottle of sparkling root beer for Madame. Oh, I say, this is jolly, isn't it? When was it we met last on the French Riviera, was it not? Oh, remember that romantic evening over the gaming tables at Monte Carlo? The night Fifi de Gumenac shot the Duke? Okay. I remember how the stars shone down like a million jewels on the velvet canopy of night.
Let's start over, Mr. McGee. I wasn't here when the game started.
Listen, don't mind him, Abigail. He's writing a book and he thinks he's E. Follip Sippenheim or somebody.
Oh, yes. Fine chap, Ippenheim. I remember one afternoon we were sitting in a gay little cafe in the Latin Quarter. I remember it because I didn't know any Latin and Ippy didn't have a quarter. Great, all those little experiences.
Come off your high horse, dearie, before it throws you.
Oh, I find this very interesting, Mrs. McGee.
Didn't think I could write a book, eh?
I didn't think you could write, period.
Oh, he's been working like a little beaver, Abigail.
You betcha.
Chew a tree down and build a dam for the lady, little beaver.
Okay, deride. Laugh if you will, my fine feathered friends. But the time will come when you'll point to my picture in magazines and say, I know that man. That's Earl Stanley McGee, the author.
Who?
Earl Stanley McGee. That's my nom de prune.
I think you mean nom de plume, Mr. McGee.
I mean nom de prune. I'm going to show the writing business some new wrinkles.
When you get the manuscript finished, dearie, let me give it to Uncle Dennis.
Oh? Is he acquainted with some publishers, my dear?
Well, I think he is. I've often heard him say he knows every bookmaker in the country.
You know, I suppose, that you should have a literary agent, Miss McGee.
A literary what?
A literary agent. Someone to act as middleman for you, to make good arrangements with some publishing house, to protect your rights. You artistic people are so unbusinesslike, you know.
Oh, yes, I suppose we are. We authors live in a world of dreams, Abigail. We're shy, impractical creatures. We should be shielded from the cruder, the harsher aspects of life.
Oh, my. Could you face the crude fact that your fountain pen is dripping on your pants leg, dear?
Huh? Oh. Hey, Uppie, I thought you joined up with the wax. When do you go?
I don't go, Mr. McGee. I was declined with thanks.
Oh, that's too bad, Abigail. I'm so sorry.
Now, that's a shame, kid. They should not have turned down a big, sensible girl like you. What was wrong?
Mr. McGee, there was a time when I would have approached the answer to that question with some trepidation.
Yes?
I would have evaded a direct reply with all the delicate finesse at my command.
Yes?
But the cold, brutal fact remains that I'm too darn old.
We'll be right back with Fibber and Molly in Wistful Vista right after this short break.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Back to Fibber, McGee, and Molly on Wynn Radio One.
The book coming along, Earl.
Who?
Earl. I thought that was your nom de plume. Earl Stanley McGee.
Oh, yes. Oh, I say, I think I'm coming along rather well, you know. Top hole and all that. Working on a jolly situation at the moment. This lieutenant lad, Fragwell, you know. Frightfully decent chap. Oxford and all that.
Oh, listen, stop it. First thing I know, you'll start wearing a manacle.
If you mean eyeglass, my dear girl, the word is barnacle.
It's no such a thing. A barnacle is a seashell that sticks to the bottom of a boat.
I thought that was a binnacle.
A binnacle is a collarbone.
That's my clavicle.
Well, then a binnacle is where they keep a ship's compass.
You're thinking of a monocle.
Well, then what are manacles?
Handcuffs.
That's what I said. You want to be arrested for murder?
What do you mean?
Well, you're killing me with that English accent.
You answer the phone, will you, Molly? I got Lieutenant Fragwell at the bottom of a 40-foot cistern, and I got to figure a way to get him out.
Well, let his girlfriend hold a big sirloin steak over the edge. I'd jump 40 feet for that myself.
Well, in this case, Molly Newsom's the telephone. Hello, Fibber McGee speaking. Who? Oh, yes, this is Earl Stanley McGee, the novelist. Oh, how do you do, Miss Cheltenham?
Miss who?
Oh, that would be jolly, of course. I should be happy to discuss the matter. Oh, rather. Yes, I shall carry on till you get here. Pip, pip.
get the pip myself. Who's Miss Cheltenham?
She's an agent, a literary agent. She's going to sell my book. Ain't that wonderful?
How'd she ever hear about you? Through a Ouija board?
Oh, the word gets about these things. Hey, I gotta get busy. Now, don't let anybody bother me. Lock the door. This may mean millions.
Yeah, but how are you getting Lieutenant Fragwell out of the cistern?
Easy. I just start the next chapter by saying, once safely out of the cistern, Fragwell made his way to the nearest Barumba.
What's a Barumba?
That's an Abyssinian word meaning railroad.
Do the Abyssinians know that?
They will when they read the book. Now, remember, Molly, I gotta work fast. I ain't home to anybody. If the doorbell rings, don't tell them.
I'm afraid Lieutenant Barumba will have to wait in the Fragwell for a minute, dearie. Come in.
Hello there, kids. What you doing?
I'm trying to write a book if I can get some peace and quiet around here.
Well, you go right ahead, Johnny. Me and daughter won't let anybody bother you.
Fine.
Wanted to be a storybook writer once myself, but the grammar got me.
Oh.
Teacher says I didn't know a subject from a pelican.
You mean a predicate?
I do. Ain't a predicate one of them little salty crackers that you get with a glass of beer?
That's a pretzel.
Well, they're dangerous things. Grandpa had one go off right in his face once. Didn't know it was loaded. It was an old horse pretzel that he had.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you mean horse pistol?
I sure do, daughter. Grandpa was in the horse pistol for 3 weeks. Day nurse, night nurse.
That's doctor. A hospital.
Yes, sir. Most hospital folks Grandpa ever lived with.
I think you mean they were hospitable.
No, they took his chewing tobacco away from him when he went in. Grandpa, he said...
Look, old-timer, look. Can't you stop changing the subject?
No, I can't, Johnny. Teacher always told me I couldn't tell a subject from a pelican.
Listen, but you don't mean pelican.
Why don't I?
Because a pelican is a big bird.
You're telling me, Johnny. Teacher gave me a bird so big it blew me out of school and I never went back. Well, I won't bother you, Johnny. So long, Dora.
Stanley McStuff. You go to work on your masterpiece and I'll stand here and guard the door like voracious at the bridge.
You mean Horatius. Voracious means having a big appetite.
Well, this whole thing is strictly from hunger.
Oh.
So you get busy and I'll...
Hello, folks. Am I intruding?
Oh, frankly, old chap, yes, you are. I say, old fellow, would you mind frightfully old radish if I ask you to stop by another time? That's a good fellow.
What's the matter with him, Molly? Did he fall asleep in a Ronald Coleman movie?
He's writing a book, Mr. Wilcox. He thinks that phony Piccadilly accent gives him a certain air.
It does. Why don't you open a window?
Oh, now I say, old broom.
Stop it. You sound like some dentist had just fitted you with a London bridge.
Molly, what's this about him writing a book?
Well, let me tell you about it, Junior. You see, my hero, Lieutenant Fragwell of the Navy...
The Navy?
Yeah.
Hey, could you say something about battleship linoleum and then sneak in a few words about Johnson's glow coat?
This is a novel, Wilcox, not an advertising folder. Anyway, he falls in love with a girl named Maisie Laprine because she reminded him of his mother.
And you remind me of my mother.
Oh. McGee reminds you of your mother, Mr. Wilcox?
Yes. When he's happy and excited like this, he acts just like my mother used to when she was telling somebody about glow coat.
Nah.
How easy it was to use. Now it shines as it dries.
Are you going to let me tell about my book?
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, just as Fragwell and Maisie are on their way to the house to get married, up comes a messenger in a cloud of dust.
So what's a little dust? Oh. With Johnson's glow coat, dirt and dust wipe right up to the damp floor. And anyway, glow coat protects...
You better let him go on, Mr. Wilcox. He's turning green.
Oh, pardon me. Well, then what, Vibber?
It's a message for Lieutenant Fragwell to report for duty. The marriage is off. He's been called back into the service.
Well, the surface is an important thing. You protect the surface of your linoleum against dirt and wear, it'll almost last forever because glow coat is the
finest... I didn't say surface. I said service. C-E-R-V-I-S-E. Service. You see, Fragwell is a West Pointer.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute, McGee. If Lieutenant Fragwell was in the Navy, why did he go to West Point?
Wouldn't Hitler like to know that? Hey, where are you going, Junior?
Don't you want to hear the finish, Mr. Wilcox?
No, I don't think I do, Molly. You see, I'm so used to sparkling, gleaming, immaculate wax coating that Johnson's glow coat gives, it spoiled me for inferior finishes.
Oh.
Well, I'll see you again.
Of all the unappreciative inferior finishes my clavicle. I tell you, the ending of my book has got a wallop that'll tear your heart out.
Well, what is it?
I don't dare tell. But get this, Molly. After the book ends, I'm inserting 3 pages of crossword puzzles.
Oh?
Just to give the readers a chance to calm down. This book has got such a smash climax that I don't want to be responsible for people going hayseed.
You mean Haywire.
I thought Haywire was a movie actor.
That's Hayworth.
What is Hayworth?
Buy the bail?
I'll buy the bail if it's cheaper.
Oh, sir,
what are we talking about?
Come in, thank goodness.
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, sis. Whatever it is, we don't want any. We got all the linens we need. And if it's magazines, you're wasting your time because
Are you Mr. McGee?
Yes, I am, sis. And let me tell you again.
I am Virginia Cheltenham, the literary agent.
Oh, oh, gee, if I don't even... Oh, my gosh.
Got caught with your accent down, didn't you, dearie? Come in, Miss Virginia Ham.
Cheltenham. Have a father who could write a book.
She ain't my father. I'm her mother. Oh, excuse me. Miss Cheltenham, my wife, Molly.
How do you do? I'm sure.
Your wife? Oh, how splendid. Let me tell you something about myself, Mr. McGee. I am a literary agent of long standing.
Oh, have a chair, Chelt?
I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, thank you. Mr. McGee, are you familiar with serial rights, motion picture rights, dramatic rights, foreign translations, and the other 100 things regarding which a busy author must protect himself?
Heavenly days. And I thought an author just wrote a book and took his money and boom, that was that.
No, I never knew there was so much to it, Miss... sis.
Well, they are all very important.
Uh-huh.
I was having tea one afternoon with, now, let me see. There was Red and Jack and Elle and Ernie.
Who are they?
Red, that's Red Lewis, of course. Sinclair Lewis, you know.
Oh, yes, I read his book, Aerosmith. Disappointed, though. No Indians in it. Who are them other guys?
That's Ellery Queen, Ernie Hemingway, and Jack Steinbeck.
Oh. Yes. Did you ever do any business with Charlie and Vic?
Who, Mrs. McGee?
Charlie and Vic. You know, Charlie Dickens and Vic Hugo.
Cheltenham. Now, here's about my book. This Lieutenant Fragwell...
I shall go to read the manuscript myself, Mr. McGee.
Well, it ain't finished. Pardon me, but I got 3 chapters to go.
Well, I'll take it as is. A manuscript needn't necessarily be complete to make a sale, you know.
Oh, swell. Well, this Lieutenant Fragwell...
Now, my usual business procedure is this, Mr. McGee.
Yes?
I take full responsibility for the promotion and sale of all rights in your literary work.
Oh, I see.
You are...
The first half of Fibber the Author from June 16, 1943. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. While that episode featured Fibber purporting to be a writer, the series itself was actually penned by Don Quinn, who later would create a radio sitcom starring Ronald and Benita Coleman. Can you name that series? I will, and then wrap up when radio was. Right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah, I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners can get it today for only $24.98, that's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Oliver. All of you. You're coming.
I can't see.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, Chester. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Fibber McGee and Molly's primary writer, Don Quinn. He later also created a radio sitcom starring Ronald and Benita Coleman. It was The Halls of Ivy. I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by...